Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by RE/MAX. The media at the Kobe Bryant motions hearing could spend much of the day just standing around. Bruce Morton has the details from Eagle.
The judge decided on Wednesday to close parts of today's hearing. State District Judge Terry Ruckriegel claimed arguments regarding the alleged victim's medical privacy will include details too sensitive to be heard in open court. It hasn't been decided whether this sensitive information will be used at trial. That's the subject of yet another hearing in early February. Bryant is accused of raping a 19-year-old hotel employee last June. He admits they had sex, but said it was consensual. Bruce Morton, Eagle, Colorado.
When the judge in Bryant's rape trial decided to close part of today's scheduled motions hearing, he did the right thing, according to Cynthia Stone of the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
An alleged victim's medical history or mental health history is actually none of our business unless a judge determines that anything specific about that has a direct bearing on the specific case in hand.
Stone applauded Ruckriegel, saying the alleged victim's privacy has already been breached in many ways. The officer involved in that hit-and-run accident yesterday at Florida and Vrain is identified as Officer Robert Bryant of the Traffic Bureau. Officer Bryant has been upgraded from critical to serious condition at Denver Health Medical Center. He underwent surgery for a broken femur last night and is recovering from head injuries. The motorcycle officer was working traffic enforcement near an elementary school when a pickup truck went around the car that Bryant had stopped and then hit the officer. One witness estimated the truck was traveling at 50 to 60 miles an hour and said the driver sped up to hit the policeman. The driver then fled the scene and minutes later was involved in a three-car accident. Police say the man was drunk and had to be cut from the truck before being taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The suspect has not been positively identified. A state Senate bill that would make it illegal to sue food makers and restaurants for health problems got its first approval yesterday. The bill will still need to make it through a vote of the entire state Senate before it heads to the House. So far, none of these type of lawsuits have been filed in Colorado, but there have been some lawsuits in other states from people claiming fast food restaurants and junk food makers should be liable for their obesity and health-related problems. Those lawsuits in other states have been thrown out. If this current bill passes, it will keep similar types of suits out of Colorado courts altogether. President Bush is defending the USA Patriot Act. That's the post-9/11 law enforcement legislation that has been assailed by civil libertarians. Speaking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C., Bush said, "We're at war.
We're on an international manhunt. We have to find these people before they come and get us. And in order to do so, we need the best intelligence and the capacity to share that intelligence across jurisdictional boundaries. The Patriot Act is vital for our security."
Portions of the Patriot Act are due to expire this year, and Bush called on Congress to renew them. The legislation greatly expanded police powers in surveillance and detention. If the latest poll is correct, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is going to add New Hampshire to his win column. The Reuters MSNBC Zogby tracking poll shows Kerry taking an 8-point lead over fellow New Englander Howard Dean. New Hampshire's primary is next Tuesday. Last Monday, Kerry won the Iowa caucuses. Retired General Wesley Clark is in third place in New Hampshire. Bob Keeshan, who played Captain Kangaroo for more than three decades, has died at the age of 77. Born in New York City, Keeshan played the beloved children's character on CBS. He developed shows like Tinker's Workshop on WABC in New York in the 1950s before beginning Captain Kangaroo. He received many accolades, among them 5 Emmy Awards and 3 Peabody Awards. Keeshan was married and had 3 children. CBS News is reporting that Captain Kangaroo died of natural causes. On Wall Street, stocks are lower at this hour. The Dow is down more than 57 points, NASDAQ down about 2, the S&P 500 down just over a point. In sports, the Denver Nuggets will be in the Big Easy tonight to play the New Orleans Hornets. The Nuggets beat the Hornets when the two teams last played in December. Nuggets are coming off their win over the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday night. No game for the Colorado Avalanche tonight. They're getting ready to finish up their road trip tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Last night, the Avs tied with the Thrashers one apiece. Whether you're moving across town or across the world, RE/MAX can handle all of your real estate needs and get the results you want. Call a RE/MAX office today. RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Wow, I can't believe it. 50 years. Hi, this is Keith Lair with my sister Linda asking you to come see Lair Fireplace and Patio for all your fireplace needs and help us celebrate our 50th year in business.
Lair's is truly a family business. With our brother Ken at our Arvada store at 81st and Sheridan, I'm at our Littleton store on South Broadway, just north of Arapaho Road, and Keith is at our original store in Denver at Holly and Evans.
When our father, Joe Lair, started in 1954, he had a very simple philosophy. Sell quality products and treat your customers fairly. You know what? It's worked for 50 years.
That's why we carry quality fireplaces and inserts from Napoleon.
If you're building, remodeling, or converting an existing fireplace to gas, check out the superior construction and efficiency of Napoleon.
You know, the fireplace is the focal point of most rooms, so do it right. Don't skimp. Our expert installers can give you a free estimate right in your home.
That's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's most trusted fireplace specialist for 50 years.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Lunch hour traffic moving along in very, very good shape this noon hour. The only slow spot we can find actually has nothing to do with an accident, has more to do with construction, and that's southbound I-225 as you approach the Valley Highway interchange. Road narrows there because of T-Rex work, so expect some minor slowing in there. Looks like speeds are averaging about 30 miles an hour according to CDOT sensors. Everything else, freeway, surface streets, looks very, very quiet right now. Did you know that Albertson's Pharmacy now gladly accepts workers' compensation prescriptions? It's just one more way the folks at Albertson's work with your needs in mind. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Lots of sunshine out there today. Temperatures very warm compared to our average. Our average 43, getting up to 56 for a high today. A gorgeous day out there. Later on tonight, partly cloudy, down to 28. And for tomorrow, sunshine comes back again. 54. The clouds roll in for Sunday with a chance of afternoon snow and temperatures cool off, a lot cooler, high of 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sunshine mixed with clouds now, 57 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. This is the Enid Goldstein, but I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're filling in with Enid while she's vacationing in Italy. And if we get lucky, she'll call in today. She called in yesterday.
Yes, she did, but she was at a bar.
I know. And
depends what she's doing now.
And she had Italian guys with great accents talk to us. So we'll talk to any man with a good accent. So, Enid, if you're listening on the web, I guess, give us a call. But we are the two chatty gals from the Rocky Mountain News. You hopefully are reading us every Thursday in the Spotlight section where we talk to you about beauty, fashion, and style. And on Saturdays, we're with you on AM 1150 KNRC, where we have what we call lifestyle radio, which means no sports and no politics. We talk about everything else that interests you in life.
Right, but we figure you get enough politics here. You definitely get enough politics on Enid's show.
And you get great analytical.
And in this town, there's sports any place. You can get sports any place.
Any corner. It's cheap.
That's right.
Sports are cheap. But the political analysis on this station is fantastic. Before us, you have O'Reilly. Then normally you have Enid. And then after us, you have Doug Kellett. So for now, we're going to bring you 3 hours of just interesting, a bunch of interesting stuff.
Now, now that we finally said we're not doing politics, we are dipping our dainty little toes into a political topic today. We are, for the first time. And that is, we have with us a professor from Rider University in New Jersey who is an expert on first ladies. And she is going to be talking to us in the second hour all about the different first ladies, how she's analyzed them, and she's going to look at the potential first lady candidates of the Democratic candidates who are running now.
That's right.
We are very interested in finding out about Teresa Hines, who's the Hines ketchup heiress and married to John Kerry.
And supposedly like a wacko.
Right, a wacko. And we want the real story on Dr. Judith Steinberg Dean. What is her story? The wife of Howard Dean, who has been almost invisible up to last night when she gave an interview to Diane Sawyer. We want an analysis of that.
And we want to know where Hadassah Lieberman shops because we love her clothes.
Right. So we've got lots of questions for our professor who's going to be coming on in the second hour. And on the third hour, we're going to be talking about another topic that is of perennial interest to the Style Matters gals, and that is celebrity worship.
That's right.
Okay. We want to know psychologically what is behind it. Why do we worship celebrities? Why did I stop dead in my kitchen when I heard this morning on Access Hollywood that J-Lo and Ben Affleck had broken it off?
And the truth, because she's a psycho. Now you know it. Judy is a psycho. Now that we read that.
I want to know what is behind all this celebrity interest and gossip.
And that includes sports
preoccupation
figures.
And sports figures.
Right. They're all celebrities.
Right. And so we're going to be talking to a professor who's actually done research on this. He can back up his assumptions, and it's going to be very shocking because he's going to get into celebrity worship and real worship and celebrity worship. And what does that mean if your kids have developed a fanatic interest in one celebrity?
Oh, God.
So we're going to be covering all of that in the 2 to 3 hours.
Hopefully, it doesn't mean that John Hinckley is living in your living room. I mean, some of these people get really weirded out.
Well, he is an example. He's definitely an example of one of these phenomena this professor is describing.
And also later in the hour, we have Jillian Pitt, which is she is with Brand Juice. It's a Denver branding image company because our city, who is in a budget restraint, is paying money to a company to brand us, to brand our city. What for? What are we going to get out of it? I want to know.
How are we going to benefit? Jillian Pitt, I love that name.
Yes.
Is going to come and explain all that to us.
And she also has 3 potential brandings for Denver. We want you to call and voice your opinion.
Exactly. You're going to get a chance
image?
To vote.
I mean, it's your tax.
Do you
dollars.
Want to be seen as a pioneer? Do you want to be seen as an energizer bunny? And I forgot what the third one is. But, you know, a culture vulture. So she's going to explain all of that to us.
What does that mean?
All right. Now, the other thing is we are very excited to announce that we have some ticket giveaways to a fabulous show called John Brown's Body, which opens January 29th at the Denver Center Theater.
The Stage Theater.
Which is the stage. That's one of the theaters in there.
Right.
And this show is opening. We've got 5 pairs of tickets. So anybody that calls in the next, 5 minutes?
Well, your hat, your name
yes.
goes in the Style Matters, we're going to call
right,
it.
Right, we're going to call it the Style Matters Beret. Call us, make
no,
a
No, Beret, it's French.
Oh, we don't like the French. Okay. Okay, wait, it's Stock Show,
stock
the cowboy
show.
Hat.
The cowboy hat.
Okay, normally we put people's names in the Style Matters Beret, but we're boycotting the French. We're not wild about the French. So it's the Style Matters cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
The Stetson.
The Stetson.
The Style Matters Stetson.
We're putting your
you call in,
the
say hi to us, make a comment, blah, 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 and your name goes into the Style Matters Stetson, and you could be a winner, win a pair of tickets to John Brown's Body. If you liked Cold Mountain, which takes place in the Civil War,
you're gonna love
you
this.
Will really love this play because it also takes place in the Civil War, and that was a very traumatic and dramatic time in our country's history.
And after we got off air yesterday, we received emails from you asking us about the Aspen Grove promotion, and you're asking us if we're still doing it, and yes, we are. The Aspen Grove promotion is called New Year, New You, and it's basically, what is it? It's a makeover, head
it's
to toe.
It's an opportunity to be made over, and we're hearing from a lot of our listeners and a lot of our readers who are very interested in this.
So here's what you have to do. The deadline is February 6th. You write on a piece of paper, there's no formal entry, 50 words or less on why you deserve a makeover. There's going to be 2 winners, 1 male, 1 female. You will each get a $1,000 shopping spree with their shopping expert. You will get free hair, makeup if you wish so, and dinner for 2 Valentine's night.
It's a perfect Valentine's Day gift. And we're the judges.
We are the judges.
So, you know, let us know if you're one of our readers or listeners.
You got juice.
Yeah, you got some juice. We want to know. So just stop by any place at Aspen Grove.
No, J. Crew.
Or you can stop at the J. Crew. They've got a fabulous J. Crew there.
Or the management office.
Or the management office. But even if you go in any place, they'll know who you are. Give them the photo, 50 words or less, why you deserve it. Enter your name, and you could be a winner.
But make your life easy. You go to the J. Crew or the management office. That's where the entries are being accepted, and hopefully...
Management office is around the back, isn't it?
Right. That's where the J. Crew is.
Yeah, better off
the
J. Crew.
And then 2 of you are going to get a really fantastic price for Valentine's Day. But all right, I want to vent a little bit, and I want all of your opinion on this. And the phone number here is 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. If you've been by the airport lately, I went last week. I hadn't been there in about 6 months. Now, when I was there 6 months ago, you know, you go through, if your shoes create a noise, they make you take your shoes off.
No, what do you mean if they create a noise?
If you go through the machine and they are suspicious.
Oh, the beeper goes off.
Goes
not
off.
The noise isn't coming
no,
from your shoes.
The beeper.
Your shoes set off the security alarm.
They stop you.
Okay.
So here I go to the airport last week, 6 months later, and everybody automatically has to take their shoes off. Now, my whole life growing up, my mother said to me, don't you go out of the door with holes in your underwear. Why? Well, if you're getting a car wreck, you don't want the ambulance people to see you with, you know, it looks like I'm a bad mother. Your underwear isn't, has holes in it. Well, I go to the airport. They make you take your boots off. I have holes in my socks.
Oh, I cannot believe that because you are meticulous. You are a meticulous dresser.
I don't
dresser.
Know what happened, but here's my little topo. I was very embarrassed and I felt like everyone was staring at my feet.
Can I say something? When I take my shoes off now routinely,
yeah.
It's embarrassing. I feel vulnerable. I feel infantilized. The whole experience to me is very intimidating and humiliating.
So I want to know, I mean, do we all have to buy new socks now? When you go to the airport, be sure to check out. Forget about your underwear. Because when the guy with the ambulance shows up, they're just going to cut him off anyway. Nobody cares. But the holes in your socks.
All right, no, you're absolutely right. Now, Kevin from Denver has a little bone to pick with us.
Ooh.
Because, hey. You know, what's the problem with the French, he wants to know. Hey, Kevin, yeah. Welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show. You're with the Style Matters gals.
Great. Well, what is the problem that you have with the French?
Well, you know what? I'm still pissed at them about the war.
About the war?
Yeah, they didn't support us.
The illegal invasion of Iraq.
Oh, it's one of Enid's callers. You're one of Enid's people, aren't you?
Goldstein Show, ladies. You better toe the line.
Hey, listen. No one said you had to be a conservative when you were a fill-in. I mean, a liberal.
I'm about to say, we just think they've treated the United States very nastily. We think they have a little ego problem, and we don't want to contribute to it.
And hey, listen, and from a fashion perspective, the Italians kicked their butt, and so did American designers. So we've just lost all respect. Are you there?
We lost Kevin.
Kevin got mad at us.
All right. Joe, if Kevin calls back, his name should go into the Style Matter Stetson. Tell him the beret, we threw out the beret. All right, back to your holes.
The holes
okay.
in my socks. So anyway, now I have to, like, go sock shopping.
No, it's, I have to say, I understand why we do the security. I'm glad we do the security, but the strip down. And
the
it is a
down.
Complete strip down. Like, you know, I was in New York when I flew back. You know, you have to take off everything. I took off my metal watch. I forgot it.
Ooh.
The security guards were nice enough to run back to me, you know, catch up with me and give me my watch. If you listen to the overhead now, you will hear people saying, Mrs. So-and-so, come back and claim your locket. Mrs. Dino, come. Because people are leaving stuff there. They've become like a glorified lost and found.
Well, I have to laugh because when Judy travels, she goes in, you know, like jogging clothes and tennis shoes.
I do. I'm like a slob now. It's embarrassing. Traveling used to be such a sophisticated culture. You would dress to go on a plane.
Right.
And now you just wear the sloppiest, most disgusting things you can find so that they don't set off the alarm.
And speaking of traveling, you know, we've got this girlfriend who knows how to score miles. She always knows how to get free tickets and free miles.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
And we're the worst.
All right. Well, I've got a new gimmick to get extra miles on your mileage credit cards. By the way, you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
I'm Evelinda Erman.
We're on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid is not here today because she's been gone all week because she's in Venice. That lucky little woman. But you can call and chat with us at 303-382-1150, 382-1150. All right, ready?
Yep.
Listen to this. You know these gift cards, which are becoming very, very popular? All right,
yes.
You go, okay, gift cards, you know, you put any amount of money you want on them.
I love
there
those.
There is a bank called Charter One Financial, based in Cleveland, but you can get to them through the Internet. They are giving you, you can buy a gift card from Charter One Financial, and instead of it counting as a cash advance on your credit card, you use your credit card to buy a Charter One Financial gift card, and it comes on your card as miles.
Okay.
You follow me?
I'm following. So I go, I 25 bucks.
Right, so this
I
is what you do. Let me give you the process.
Let
me give you the process. You purchase the gift cards of any denomination, $1,000, $2,000, $10, whatever you want. Okay? But think mortgage payment. All right? You purchase the gift card at charterone.com/gift cards. That's charterone.com/gift cards.
And what do I get?
You're using a credit card. Okay, you buy whatever you want for whatever, however many credit gift cards you want for whatever denomination you want. You get your gift card in the mail. You then take it to the post office. Okay, it involves a little bit of brain damage, but for those who love their miles, this is very slick. Okay? You then take the gift card and you use it to buy postal money orders. The gift card is like cash.
Okay, so
you buy postal money orders, which is also like cash.
And you buy those at the post office.
Yes. Then you take your postal money orders
that are like cash,
and you deposit them back in your checking account.
Or you send them directly to your mortgage company.
Or you can send them to your mortgage company and pay off your mortgage. Have you got this?
Oh,
Joe
my
is
gosh.
Really looking at me. Are you looking at this for miles? So you charge it on your credit card. You charge the gift cards on your credit card for any amount of money. Say you buy $1,000 worth of gift. Goes to on your credit card, so it goes to, it comes out as 1,000 points.
Credit card. On
any credit card, any of your mileage cards.
Okay.
It comes out as 1,000 miles on your card.
Right, if you bought $1,000.
Right. You take your $1,000 gift card, you take it to the post office, it costs you nothing to get a postal money order, you then take the postal money order and you deposit it back in your checking account, or you use it to make your mortgage payment or pay anything you want. Your car payment, whatever.
And so basically you're just floating money to get free miles.
Yes. Now, I mean, this is amazing. Now, you would think that...
somebody would put a stop to this.
Right, but apparently Charter One, who is the one that's issuing the gift card, says no, they have no plans to stop it. Other credit card companies are now attaching a fee when you buy the gift card.
So how do
I know? Not Charter One.
So I have to call Charter. I want Charter One gift cards.
Yes, so that's why you go to the website, charterone.com/gift cards.
Wow.
One word, gift cards. Order your gift cards. I think I'm going to try it. It's perfectly legal.
It is, but you know what? What a hassle.
It is a little bit of a hassle. But, you know, it's like you do, this is how I figure it. You do your food shopping, you drop off your cleaning, you go get your postal money orders. It's just another errand that you do.
What do you think? Are you guys going to participate on this? I mean, are you going to go through the hassle of doing this? You could get a free ticket quickly if you made your car payment and your mortgage payment like this.
Yeah.
You could get a free
ticket. You could rack up the miles, and there's no move to stop it yet.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's only locally owned and operated radio station. And we're filling in for Enid while she's in Italy. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
I'm Judy Schwartz.
We are usually with you Saturdays, but we have the pleasure of being with you today. We've got a great show planned for you, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a representative here from Brand Juice. It's a Denver branding image, and she's going to talk to us about how we are branding our city. Actually, she's coming a little bit later, right?
Yeah, Jillian Pitt.
Okay.
She's coming from the company Brand Juice. She'll be here in a little while.
All right, we'll be right back after the break.
AM 1150.
Overload. Pleasure overload.
KNRC.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
You got the Carlson file handy?
Yeah, it's over there on the credenza.
You mean the bookcase?
It's a credenza.
Okay, where I come from, that's a bookcase.
Dude, we grew up together.
So you claim.
Furniture, that's our thing. This week during the Office Max Business Savings event, buy a Sullivan Digital Dock L Work Center for just $99 and get a Sullivan hutch free. Plus, buy one case of HP multipurpose paper and get one free. You'll also find great offers on TurboTax and Sanford Writing Instruments. At Office Max, our thing is unbeatable savings. What's your thing?
Offer ends January 31st. See store for details.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body. Another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Talk to Doug Kellett.
A lot of you got really upset at me when I was questioning, quote-unquote, your patriotism, when I was saying that some of the comments you were being made were actually hurting the troops, giving aid to the terrorists. You remember that. I'm sure you do. And some of you would call me and also email me. I'm highly offended that you would even suggest, even though I never used the term unpatriotic, did I? Well, indirectly, I might have been referring to you as a bunch of Jane Fondas. I never mentioned that you were unpatriotic.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And it's obvious to you by now, we are not Enid.
No, it takes two of us to fill Enid's shoes.
Yes, yes, absolutely. They're little shoes, but big to fill. And she's in sunny Venice. Oh, actually, I think today she said she was en route to Florence.
Okay.
So she called in yesterday, but she might not be able to find a phone or plug in her computer or whatever, because she does listen to the show on the web. Anyway, our show, Style Matters Live, is normally every Saturday morning, 10 to noon, on AM 1150 KNRC. Our show talks about lifestyle issues, issues of interest to men, to women, but no politics and no sports. So you're not going to get any sports in the next 3 hours on the show, and you're going to get an eensy bit of politics, because later on in the show we're going to be discussing first ladies.
But good gossip kind of politics.
Exactly.
Dirty,
yeah,
politics.
Now, we don't opinions on Dean, this, that, and the other thing, we're like neutral.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, neutral on air.
Definitely neutral on air.
Not personally neutral on air.
All right. And we are very lucky today to have some tickets to give away to John Brown's Body, which is playing at the Denver Center January 29th through February 28th. We have a pair of tickets. The first caller who calls in will win. Whatever. Call, yeah. Make a comment. Talk to us. Whatever. And you will get, we'll give your name to Joe, and he will get you a pair of free tickets to see this show. It's a fantastic show. It takes place in the Civil War. It's about the Civil War. That's a very timely topic. Plus, we're seeing a lot of movies that have to do with the Civil War now, Cold Mountain, Last Samurai. So this is a great show. You'll have a great night. Give us a call, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about this mileage scams in the airport and how security's changing, et cetera. And Judy told us about a fantastic scam. Well, it may not be ethical, but it's legal.
Well, I don't see why it isn't ethical.
Well, because you're trying to cheat the airlines out of a free ticket. I mean, what do you guys think? Is it ethical to try to cheat the airlines out of tickets?
Well, it's not. You're not cheating. You use your credit card, and you buy these gift cards, which are perfectly legal, and then when you charge them, and you get your miles. You're buying product. You happen to be buying more product than you normally would.
I mean, there are a lot of things that may be in the gray area, even though they're legal, like buying knockoff purses. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable doing this.
While I'm traveling on my free miles, you can sit here, but you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable with my
decision. You could be comfortable with that. Okay.
You know, with my...
I think travel is so expensive that if there's any way you can help the little guy, I'm saying do it. If they don't like it, they can change a...
So what do you think at 303-382-1150? Are you going to charge on your credit card for these... What kind of gift cards are they called?
They're just Charter One, which is a particular
bank gift card. Gift cards. And then you're going to go to the post office, and with those you're going to buy
postal orders. Money postal orders.
Which is all cash. There are no fees. You get free miles all along the way. Now, there's another way to get miles.
All right. What do you got?
This one came from the Wall Street Journal, which this one, to me, you've got to be absolutely crazy to do this one. There are people who try to rack up their miles. And so what they do is they're called mileage runs. They do mileage runs just to rack up miles. So, for example, right now, it's really cheap to go to Boston from Boston to Tokyo. You can do this in 36 hours. You go on the cheapest.
Who would want to?
You go on the cheapest ticket. You get all these miles, and the next time you want to travel, you've got enough miles for either a free ticket or to fly first class somewhere. And I'm thinking, what idiot would do that? But it's a big business. People do it. Like right now, going to Europe is really cheap, $235. So people will just go fly to London and fly back. And
to get the miles. Don't you think it's a lot easier to go to your local post office?
It is. It's a lot easier. I mean, who's going to do this? But it's called mileage runs. They're very popular. I guess this time of year, they're especially popular because all the airlines drop their fares because no one's flying in January.
Right.
So if you're a mileage run kind of person, you either want to go to Tokyo or you want to go to London for $235.
Because those are cheap.
Bucks.
And you get a lot of miles.
You get a lot of miles. And then, which I don't comprehend, you come back in the future, you've got all these extra miles to use however you wish. That, to me, is ridiculous.
All right. Well, you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC with the Style Matters gals, Judy Schwartz and Evelyn Ermin. You can call us at 303-382-1150, 382-1150. And we got Lee on the line. Lee wants to compare us with Enid.
Hi, Lee.
Hi there. I want to tell you, too, being a regular Saturday listener of you two, that completely different personalities, Enid and you two, you seem to get along very well together, and Enid seems to get along with whoever she features on her program. Want to let you know that we're sensitive to those things.
Oh, thank
you. If there's bad vibes on the air between somebody and all that, we pick up on it.
Well, we love that. Now, Lee, let me ask you something. Are you a father by any chance?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay. Do you have a niece or something like that? Because our show...
I've raised about 20 nieces.
All right, perfect. Because our show on Saturday is on father-daughter relationships, and I bet you can relate.
Well, I'm along the lines of Dr. Phil. It's just the idea that I do believe that to pamper the kids is not doing them a favor because the world is not a pampering world.
You're right. Now, listen, you call in and talk to our expert on Saturday. Meanwhile, did you give your name to Joe because you won 2 tickets to John Brown's Body?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll take them. And, no, I didn't give my name.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, and Joe is going to take your information.
And then call us back on a Saturday and let us know how the play was, because we don't get free tickets.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. As far as you two gals here, you keep me going on Saturday. I'm telling you, I guess I just don't watch TV until 7 o'clock, thanks to some of personalities on the radio, you two included.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much, Lee.
Listening. All right.
You have a great day. I'm putting you on hold. All right, now we got a call from Carl, who... Carl, do you hate the French? Or are you angry at us for hating the French?
I am French.
Oh, mais oui, mais oui. You don't sound French.
Well, I mean, I'm third generation here.
You're an American, Carl.
But, I mean, still, we got relatives in France. I was wondering why you hate the French. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It's not like we hate each and every French person. We're angry at the government for their attitude
towards the Americans
and how they treat us.
I used to have to listen to conservative radio to find out who I was supposed to hate today. One day they hate the French. Next day they hate the Germans. Next day they hate the Dixie Chicks. Next day they hate somebody else.
I think everyone's have been forgiven except for the French.
Yeah, it could be. It's confusing. I agree with you.
But I think we've certainly forgiven you, Carl. We like you.
And, you know, let me just complicate your life. There's a lot of stars that we hate. Okay?
Oh.
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Courtney Love. We have a whole list.
Oh, okay. So what about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
We love him. We love Arnold.
Oh. Okay.
Who was the other guy? Who was the other guy you were bringing up?
Bruce Willis.
I'm neutral on Bruce. Could care less.
All right. No, I like Bruce. Now, listen, did you give your name to Joe because you won 2 tickets to John Brown's Body?
No, I haven't yet.
All right.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
And listen, it's a Civil War epic, so go figure. Didn't the French help us out there, supposedly?
Yes.
No, that would not.
No, not the Civil War.
Revolutionary War.
Okay, don't listen to her. All right. Joe, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
and listen to our show Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, now, this is great. We got somebody who agrees with us about the French. Joe?
Hey, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show. You're talking to the Style Matters gals.
Okay. You know what? I would like to say something about the French people. And as you can hear from my accent, I'm from Africa.
Yes. You have a wonderful accent. We love all men with accents.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, the French, they have a problem. And the problem is... they've been living in the shadows of either the British or, and now I think it's America. And they always want to behave like they have a weight or something like a counterweight against either the British or,
no, wait,
and now,
what country, Joe, what country in Africa are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Ghana. I'm west coast of Africa.
Right.
Okay, now, were the French in there because the French colonized some of Africa?
Yes, and that's the point that I want to make. When Europe wanted to scramble for Africa, one of the French statesmen said something like, they better go to Africa and colonize as many states as they can, or they will risk becoming forever a second-rated power in Europe. That has been their goal, and it's like now the only chance that they can behave like a superpower is through the UN.
I totally agree. Joe, they have not been a great power since Napoleon. Since Napoleon. Listen, Joe, we got to go because we got a break soon for the news. Do you want to win some tickets to John Brown's body?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put your name on hold, and our Joe is going to take your information, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're the two chatty gals from the Rocky Mountain News, and we're with you every Saturday usually, but we're filling in for Enid today. Usually on Saturdays we're on from 10 to noon. But we're here to keep you entertained and informed while Enid is having a wonderful time in Italy. We're going to take a quick break, and then coming back after the break, stay on the dial because we have Jillian Pitt from Brand Juice Marketing in the studio with us. And she is one of the people involved in branding Denver. This is your chance to tell Jillian what you want your image of Colorado be for future advertising. So there's going to be a news break, and then there's going to be Jillian. So stay on the dial on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Tim.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Good. We're doing great.
Well, we made it to the end of the week here.
We lived. We survived.
We can't say that yet.
No,
we're not quite at the end.
Yeah, you've got another day tomorrow, don't you?
That's right. What's going on in the world today?
Well, it's partly cloudy, 58 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Subway. Kobe Bryant entered the Eagle County Courthouse this morning through a back door for another closed-door session in his sexual assault case. In his previous court appearances, Bryant entered through the front door. An Eagle County Sheriff spokesman says the change was made due to security concerns. Much of today's hearing is taking place behind closed doors. Denver Police Officer Robert Bryant has been upgraded from critical to serious condition following yesterday's hit-and-run accident in which the officer was hit by a pickup truck. Bryant was doing traffic enforcement near an elementary school when he was struck. The officer suffered head injuries and a broken femur. The suspect has not been positively identified but is in custody. Frontier Airlines has announced a cap of $299 on its one-way fares, even for those travelers who buy at the last minute. The Denver-based airline says that many flights will actually cost less than the caps and will knock some fares down by as much as 50%. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are in New Orleans tonight to play the Hornets. The Nuggets beat the Hornets in December when the two teams last met. Start the year by eating and feeling good at Subway. Try Subway's new Atkins-friendly carb-controlled wraps. Savor the flavor of the turkey bacon melt or chicken bacon ranch Atkins-friendly wraps, now at Subway. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:37.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live. Can we talk about your beauty salon? Are you sick of paying high prices, dealing with snooty people, and searching endlessly for parking?
We can solve your problem. Try Salon Mercedes, conveniently located at I-25 in Orchard. You'll feel at home with the friendly staff. I know I do. Enjoy plenty of free parking, reasonable prices, and unlike many salons, Salon Mercedes is open Mondays. Call 303-741-0606 for an appointment.
Their highly trained, experienced staff always gives great service. Salon Mercedes is the only Denver salon designated elite by Creative Nails Design, the top nail care company in the country.
Hairstylists use the best color line from Europe. The salon carries Bumble and Bumble and Pureology hair products and the Yonka Paris skincare line.
Salon Mercedes, located at I-25 in Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7, Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Gift certificates available. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
KNRC News Time is 12:38. Time to check with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We're seeing pretty decent traffic flow around the system as the lunch hour winds down. Nothing blocking traffic, nothing obstructing traffic. Had a little bit of a problem southbound I-25 at 38th Avenue, come to think of it. Piece of debris in the roadway, but at last check, it wasn't causing much of a delay either. Surface streets are pretty quiet as well. Remember, the stock show stays at the Coliseum through Sunday, so expect some delays on I-70 around the Coliseum and on the surface streets around the Coliseum as well. Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service, Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers. LibertyBellTelecom.com. That's traffic. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to stay quite mild into the first half of the weekend, but an upper-level low on Sunday brings clouds, chillier readings, and some afternoon snow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 through the afternoon, mainly clear into this evening, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28, sunshine 54 tomorrow. And with that brief burst of snow on Sunday, a high of 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 58 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1239. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live. It's the new year. How about a new you?
Aspen Grove, the fabulous open-air shopping center located at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton, is sponsoring the new year, new you makeover for one lucky man or woman or a couple. Winners will receive new hairstyles from Avalon Day Spa, makeup by the professionals at Origins, and a dinner for two on Valentine's Day for your reveal.
And that's not all. Each winner will receive a $1,000 shopping spree at Aspen Grove.
To enter, write 50 words or less on why you deserve this makeover. Include your photo. Drop this off at the Aspen Grove Management Office or the J. Crew Store.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6. Call them at 303-794-0640. 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
No purchase necessary. Employees and family members of KNRC and Aspen Grove Management are ineligible. Qualifiers will be chosen at random. Entries must be received by February 6th at the Aspen Grove Management Office or Aspen Grove J. Crew Store. For complete rules, stop at the Aspen Grove Management Office.
KNRC Market Watch.
Stocks are poised to end the week with lots of red arrows. Blue chips in particular have been up the last 9 weeks, so some investors may be pulling their money off the table today. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 72 points, the NASDAQ slipping 5, the S&P 500 is down 3. Despite today's slippage on Wall Street, there are some bright spots. The maker of Moen Faucets and Jim Beam Bourbon is gaining $1.33. Fortune Brands says profits rose 19% in the fourth quarter. And Microsoft is adding a half dollar at this hour. A federal judge says she's satisfied with the software king's effort to comply with an antitrust settlement. And gold closed at $408 an ounce, down $2 for the session today, but actually up $1 for the week. Again, the Dow falling some 72 points, NASDAQ off 5. I'm John Wardock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150. We hear you. 303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And then, is that a mouthful?
Right.
Yeah, welcome back to it. None of us have short names, you know? We
right.
could have been like, this is Sue and Mary or something easy. It's a mouthful. Anyway, if you're just joining us and you're wondering, where's Enid? Enid is in Italy. She'll be back Monday. Is that right? Is Italy coming back Monday?
She might. Tuesday.
Tuesday she's coming back.
Yeah.
All right. But we are with you here today. We are the Style Matters gals. We are usually with you on AM 1150 KNRC, Saturdays 10 to noon. So we hope that you will join us there tomorrow, because we will be there tomorrow. And we look forward to having Enid back, and she will bring you your standard political analysis. I'm sure she's chomping at the bit to talk about what's going on with the
right,
Democrats
right now.
Right,
but if you want to vent about the Democrats, you have to wait till Doug Kellett
comes
at 3 o'clock.
When he comes on, because what we bring you is lifestyle radio. We talk to you about everything in life that could impact you in some way or another, except for sports and politics.
That's right. Now, as you might may or may not know, Evelyn and I both have marketing backgrounds. So when we saw this little item in the Denver Post the other day that the city of Denver was going to spend $35,000 on developing a new brand image for the city, we just had to explore this a little bit more in depth. So we are thrilled today to have with us Jillian Pitt, who is a lead consultant with Brand Juice, a Denver brand imaging company here in town. They've been hired by the city to do some branding market research. They have some amazing clients besides the city of Denver: Shell Oil, Orange Glow International, Allegro Coffee, and Verizon. Jillian, welcome to Style Matters Live.
Verizon is in Verizon?
Is it Verizon? I'm sorry. Verizon. Thank you. Rhymes with horizon.
It does. It does.
So, Jillian, what is branding, and what does this have to do with our city?
Okay. Well, branding is trying to create or trying to communicate the one idea, image, symbol that you want your product or your city, for example, to stand for. And it's important for cities because you want to make a decision easy for a tourist. You want them to come and visit your city. It's important for convention planners. You want them to pick your city to come and hold their meetings here. It's important for site selectors and when they're looking for places to relocate their business. So it's really important to have a consistent message so that people know how to communicate the great benefits of your city.
But why isn't it just be enough to say we're the Mile High City? That's a brand.
Because what does that mean?
It means we're a mile high. We're above sea level.
But what does that mean?
Well, I guess...
What is the benefit of Mile High?
I think of skiing.
Okay, and what do you think of?
I think of breathing problems.
See, there you go. I actually just came back from New York last week, and I was in Portland the week before, and literally every time you ask people what they think of when they think of Denver, it's a different answer. But typically you get answers like skiing or it's cold. Or
it's a cow town. People really think we're cold. Because I was back east when it was freezing, and Denver was, they had hit 60.
Right.
So people don't get the weather. Right. They really don't know about us.
Absolutely. And there is just an abundance of amazing things that we have to offer here in the city, and we don't have one consistent way to talk about it. So the benefit of this kind of project is that you now have a way to align all of the great organizations in the community with one message.
Well, you've come up already with three potential slogans, images for Denver, right?
Right.
How did you come up with those three, and what are they?
Okay. There are so many different great things that we can talk about with the city. But unfortunately, in positioning and in branding, it's about sacrifice. You can't talk about everything because your message gets lost. So our process was to bring some of the key leaders in the marketing community around the table and do some brainstorming and brainstorm ideas for how we talk about this, get a list of all the different great things we have to offer. And then we distill them down into three core benefits. The first one we call the pioneering spirit. So this is all about our attitude and our heritage. It's about the pioneering spirit still flourishing in Denver. There's this entrepreneurial can-do attitude. We attract bright, creative people who embrace new ideas. It's an adventurous city. There's a lot of risk-taking here. It's a very youthful, vibrant city. So that was one idea.
I like that. That's
like
good.
That
yeah, and we should only be a little bit more pioneering when it comes to fashion.
Yeah, we need a few more shoe stores.
We need a few more shoe stores. Let's get down to it. We need more shoe stores.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And right now we are speaking to Jillian Pitt, who is a lead consultant for Brand Juice Marketing. And they've been hired by Our Fair City to put together an image for Denver that can be used for basically for publicity, for trying to get business to come into town. And if you've got an opinion on this, if you've got an image in mind, Jillian will listen to you at 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Give us a call.
Yeah, weigh in on how you feel about Denver's brand, Denver's image, what it should be, because you're in the research phase. You want input.
You want input.
You're looking for
now,
that.
Now,
okay.
Right now, the pioneering spirit. What's the other potential?
The second one, we have three. The second one is about Denver being an energizing place to be. This is all about doing. This is about our 300-plus days of sunshine a year, which is energizing, and there's the Rocky Mountains is our backyard. We have spectacular weather. We have tremendous opportunities for outdoor recreation. People thrive here because they're active, they're healthy. There's a great business climate. There are just, unlimited opportunities for recreation.
But they're all in the mountains. They're not in Denver.
Well, that's not true, actually.
No, that's not true. That's not true. There's hiking trails around here. There's biking trails.
If you're flying in from New York City to vacation in Denver and you want to really ski and hike, and you're going to go to the mountains. You're not coming to Denver for that.
Well, there's also incredible opportunities for kayaking right here in the middle of the city.
Yeah,
there are 600 miles of trails, biking and walking trails. And again, just because of our spectacular weather, there's opportunities to get outside and walk and really in just, moments you can be in those mountains, which is pretty unique throughout the country. So
okay, but I don't buy that as a Denver image. That's a Colorado image. Okay, what's the third one?
The third one is about achieving your dreams. It's about what we have here. And one of the things that you hear consistently from residents, from business leaders, from people in the community, is this abundance of resources and access to resources. It's an affordable urban city. We have great opportunities for cultural activities. We have every major sports team. We have outdoor recreation. We have a great business climate. It's just, it's an easy place to live. It's a great place to achieve balance. It's a great place to achieve your dreams.
Now, are you doing focus groups where you're getting citizens' opinion, or you're just going with what the Denver leaders thought?
No, we are actually speaking to five key target groups, target audience groups. The first are residents. These are people who live within the city limits. We then are speaking to tourists from the five key feeder states. The third group are Denver's business leaders. Then we're speaking with convention and meeting planners, and finally site selectors, so people who are choosing where they should relocate a business.
And when will you have our new brand by? What's your, do you have a deadline? Or?
I believe mid-February.
Yeah, so by mid-February, there's some kind of big marketing conference going on.
Right, and then we'll have a big summit where we'll be discussing the outcome and meeting with some of the key marketing leaders and figuring out how to best align the community around.
So by mid-February, we'll know whether we're pioneering, energizing, or achieving.
Right. Achieving our dreams. And right. There seems to be there's some overlap.
Oh, there is definitely some overlap.
And, you know, the other thing is when people ask me, when I travel, and people ask me, what is Denver like, I say something which I don't see here, and that is that we are really we've achieved momentum. We are moving forward. We've got the avalanche. We've got great shopping now. I mean, this city in the last 20 to 30 years has really come a long
way. We've got
way.
Good and, restaurants.
Yeah, and people don't know that.
Absolutely.
But in other words, there are certain cities that just get momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have it, whatever it is. And we're one of them now. We weren't like that 25
right.
years ago.
Well, we
but
think
we're
we
hot
have it as
now.
Well.
What?
Right. We believe that we have it as well. And the whole objective here is how do we give people the words to talk about that?
Right.
Okay, well, you are listening to Jillian Pitt to discuss Denver branding. And if you've got input, if you've got an image of Denver that you want to share with her, give us a call at 303-382-1150. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're going to take a break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Denver branding. So call in, give your input. This could be your last chance because February is right around the corner. And Jillian's going to be making a decision, right?
Right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sit very still.
Don't fidget while I talk to you.
You won't want to miss a word. AM 1150. KNRC.
Guys, you've probably been hearing the message about UltraCarb for a while now. And if you need to shed a few pounds, you may have even thought about calling. Well, now's the time. Fact is, there is no magic bullet for weight loss. But UltraCarb is the ultimate secret weapon for dropping those pesky pounds you can never seem to get rid of. In a recent article in a popular men's health magazine, the main ingredient in UltraCarb was quoted as extremely effective for blocking carbohydrates, the source of most weight gain. Most men don't have the time to go to the gym for 2 hours a night. And while it's important to eat right and get a little exercise, most men certainly are not going to completely give up the pizza, the beer, and the foods they love. If that's true for you, UltraCarb can help you drop the spare tire and trim the love handle and get you back into those jeans that muck you from the back of the closet. Best of all, UltraCarb is absolutely guaranteed to work or your money back. Get back the body you used to have.
Call now for your risk-free trial of UltraCarb. 1-800-451-6432. That's 1-800-451-6432. It's guaranteed. 1-800-451-6432.
Hi, I'm Trish McDermott, VP of Romance for Match.com. At Match.com, we do everything we can to help you succeed in dating. That's why we have so many ways for you to connect, like email, instant messaging, and voice messages, to name a few. Match.com also offers online dating tips and advice, so you always have someone in your corner. That's how we do things at Match.com. We never want you to feel alone. In fact, alone is kind of our natural enemy. Match.com, with over 10 million possibilities.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Hi, I'm Bill Thorpe. The Imagination Makers Theater Company's professional adult actors present a performance of Another Point of View, Saturday, February 7th at 2 p.m. at the Boulder Public Library at 11th and Canyon Streets in Boulder. Another Point of View is a play written by high school students and is suitable for ages 12 to 18. Admission is free and a pizza party will follow the performance. For more information, call 303-441-3196.
When the weather keeps your kids from playing outside, round them up and have them help bake a batch of America's favorite chocolate chip cookies made with Nestle Toll House morsels.
Dr. Yuki hosts the exciting The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, airing live Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KNRC. The show is a zany, fast trip into the hilarious and fascinating world of animals. Learn unusual facts about the critters with which we share our world. Callers can win prizes during the Pet Trivia Challenge, and lots of fun is in store. Don't miss the fast-paced, action-packed hour of fun and hilarity with Dr. Yuki and The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, Saturdays at 2 on KNRC.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came,
welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And as Enid says, we're yours until 3 o'clock. Enid's not here. She's not ours. No, she's not yours. She's theirs.
She's Italy.
she's the Italian. She's on her way to Florence right now as we speak. But you are lucky enough to spend the afternoon with Judy Schwartz and Evelinda.
Oh, we're lucky enough to spend the afternoon with you.
It's a mutual thing. We're the Style Matters gals. Our show normally runs on AM 1150 KNRC, 10 to noon on Saturdays. We'll be on tomorrow. But for yesterday and today, we've been substituting for Enid. And we've been talking about the whole issue of Denver branding, branding the image of our fair city. You may or may not know that the city of Denver has hired a company known as Brand Juice, a branding marketing consulting firm here in town, to help Denver come up with a brand and an image that we will sell to tourists, to business, to relocation specialists, and to event planners. And we're really lucky to have with us today Jillian Pitt. She's just flown in from where? Somewhere, New York?
I was in Portland this week, but Portland. I live here, and this is
live
my
here,
home
and this is her town. And so she's the branding expert from Brand Juice. And now we're going to take a call from Nita, who has some ideas on branding Denver. Nita, welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I moved here from Texas about 8 years ago, and I didn't want to move here, but it took me about 3 weeks, and I love Denver.
Oh, great.
And one of the things that I like about it is how casual everything is here. You know, I look at it as a very casual lifestyle. I also look at it as a very active lifestyle. My husband and I, our lifestyle changed a lot after we moved here.
Now, did you come from Dallas?
From Austin,
because Dallas is a very dressy city.
Exactly.
But Austin, to me, it's a college town.
It's very casual also.
Okay. So are you telling us Denver is more casual than Austin?
No, it's not more casual, but before we moved here, it was one of the things that I worried about was that it was going to be more like Dallas.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I was glad to see.
Actually, Nita, we're kind of sorry it's not more like Dallas. We want to dress up more. We want more opportunities to dress up.
I'm just the opposite.
Think people here dress when they go to the theater, when they go out to dinner, when they go to black tie events. They sort of basically look like slobs.
Well, I'm not like that. And, I mean, I do like occasional opportunities to dress up. But for the most part, I am a very casual person.
So, Jillian, are you listening?
I am listening.
All right. Nita, did you hear? I don't know if you know, we're giving away tickets to callers to John Brown's Body. It's a play about the Civil War.
Oh, I've heard about it.
All right. If we're going to put you on hold, and Joe's going to take your information because you won a pair of tickets.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And
listen to our show tomorrow, 10 to noon on AM 1150 KNRC.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
You know, what Enid said is sort of case in point. People don't know what to think when they come to Denver. They, you know, before they get here, there's just, you know, again, the Mile High City, what does that mean? What we're trying to do is create some meaning behind that.
Are you going to make us casual? Will you show in these spots a couple of women dressed well?
Yeah,
we
please.
We will. But I think that's changing. I mean, I go out in Denver and I see people dressing up a little bit more,
yeah,
out in restaurants, out at shows. So
you got to give me a list of where you go.
I think that's evolving.
Because I'm sometimes just shocked. I mean, we go to black tie events and people, you know, if they're not wearing jeans, they're wearing jean skirts. Okay, I mean, it's...
But don't you think that's a national trend? And not
yes,
just
I do.
Denver?
I is, do. Yeah. I agree. But I think it started here first.
Now, let me ask you, do we have a budget to, once you come up with this great slogan and these campaigns, does the city have a budget to actually advertise this thing and promote it?
Well, what's going to happen is that once we come up with you know, what this defining benefit is. There are a lot of organizations and groups within Denver that will take that back to their organizations, and they will use their budgets to promote the message.
So it's a nice way of saying no. There's not like a fixed budget for this.
You know, I don't know what the exact, there probably will be some money behind it, but, you know, we have some budget issues in the city right now, so.
Now, with some of these leaders, community leaders that you spoke to, or some of the citizens that live in the Denver, was anyone saying, hey, we don't want anyone, we're congested, we don't want any more people here? Was there any backlash?
You know, we haven't heard that. We've had a really positive response. We actually did an online survey to pull people, get their opinion. We did ask some open-end questions, but for the most part, we've had a really positive response to this effort.
Are any of these campaigns, the pioneering spirit, the energizing plays, the achieving your dreams, are any of them winning right now? Can you give us some clues?
No, I can't tell you, but they're all three great ideas, and whichever one we end up with, I think people will be very, very
happy.
And
the other two, let's sell to some other cities. Let's sell to Las Vegas, because they got a pretty bad slogan, right?
Which is, everything that happens here stays here, or something
like
that? Oh, could that
be? All right, thanks, Julian.
Thank you.
To everybody with Brand Juice for us. And when you get your slogan, if you want to come back, give us a call.
We'd love to.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. You've got Judy Schwartz and Evelinda, the Style Matters gals, here. We'll be right back after the news for a second hour.
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 58 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. The race card surfaced during this morning's motions hearing at the Kobe Bryant rape trial. Bruce Morton has the details from Eagle.
There is a history out there of black men being accused of rape by white women. This from Bryant's attorney, Pamela Mackey. She claimed that rape crisis centers will be trying to politicize this trial, and that while she could do the same, she doesn't want to. Mackey's comment came during the morning session of today's motions hearing. Among the items expected to be addressed later in the day is whether Colorado's rape shield law will be tossed during this trial. Bruce Morton, Eagle, Colorado.
This morning, reporters waiting outside the Eagle courthouse for Bryant to arrive were given a surprise when he was hustled in a back entrance of the courthouse. In the past, Bryant has walked into the courthouse using the front door. An Eagle County Sheriff's spokesman says the change was made due to security concerns. The spokesman says there have been no credible threats that led to the change in policy. He went on to say that after every hearing, the department reviews its procedures and is open to making policy changes. Denver Police Officer Robert Bryant has been upgraded from critical to serious condition at Denver Health Medical Center. Bryant was struck by a pickup truck yesterday afternoon while he was doing traffic enforcement near an elementary school near Florida and Vrain. Witnesses say the pickup sped up before hitting the officer, who was thrown through the air after being hit. Bryant suffered a broken femur and head injuries. He underwent surgery last night. The driver of the pickup sped off after hitting the policeman, but was involved in a three-car crash minutes later. Rescue crews had to cut the driver, who was described as inebriated, from the pickup. The suspect was also transported to the hospital for treatment. He was released this morning and is now in custody. No identity on the suspect at this point. There will be a game this weekend between the Lincoln and North High School basketball teams, but instead of being played tonight at Lincoln, the two will face off Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at the Thunderdome at Manuel High. DPS Athletic Director Leslie Moore says this was a decision that was being considered even before the two teams became involved in a bench-clearing brawl earlier this week.
I had mentioned to both principals at that time, I would like for you guys to consider this, and we will talk about it Wednesday morning if you think maybe it would be better to move it to the Thunderdome so we can accommodate all these people.
Moore says the gym at Lincoln High isn't big enough to handle the large crowd expected to see the game. She says that she's spoken to both coaches about sportsmanship and keeping their players under control. Only one player was suspended as a result of the fight. The Lincoln player who threw the first punch sat out Wednesday night's game and is expected to play tomorrow. The winner of the Iowa caucuses is looking good in the polls heading into next week's New Hampshire primary. The latest Reuters MSNBC Zogby three-day tracking poll shows Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is enjoying a nice lead over his nearest competitor, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, at 30% to 22% respectively. Retired Army General Wesley Clark is in the third-place spot. It appears that the Democratic presidential candidates are redirecting their criticism ahead of the upcoming election test. In last night's debate, the seven candidates focused their criticism on President Bush rather than one another, and the tone was far more polite than in the earlier debates. Iran intends to try about a dozen jailed al-Qaeda suspects. The announcement by Iran's foreign minister marks the first time the Middle East country has indicated a willingness to put suspected members of Osama bin Laden's terrorist network on trial. Scott Peterson's double murder trial has been delayed. The trial was originally set to begin Monday, but this morning a motion by Peterson's lawyer objecting to the removal of the judge assigned to the case has delayed the proceedings. A new hearing has been set for February 2nd to figure out exactly who will hear that case. The man who captured the hearts and imaginations of millions of children over the years has died. Bob Keeshan, better known as Captain Kangaroo, died today at the age of 76. The hour-long show ran from October 1955 until 1985, making it the longest-running children's series in CBS history. Stocks are all on the downside at this hour. The Dow is down more than 69 points. NASDAQ down nearly 5. The S&P 500 is down almost 4 points. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are on the road to New Orleans tonight, where they'll take on the Hornets. Nuggets beat the Hornets in December. Wednesday night at the Pepsi Center, Nuggets were able to beat the Phoenix Suns as well. Colorado Avalanche have the night off. They're still on their road trip. Tomorrow they head into Pittsburgh to play the Penguins. Avs were in Atlanta last night, where they skated to a 1-1 tie with the Thrashers. Save over $30 on front disc brake service at Pep Boys. It's express service for just $49.88, or get a $25 Pep Boys gift card with Quiet Stop Brake Service. See store for details. Pep Boys, they're car people. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Do you sometimes wish that CNN Crossfire used real bullets? Did Geraldo lift the fog of war for you? Is the Saudi royal family as inbred as Buckingham Palace? PlayingPolitics2004.com has the answer to these and 102 other pressing political questions. If you secretly prefer same-sex marriage because you know it won't create any more Democrats, or you don't really care who carries California in November just as long as they carry it further out into the Pacific Ocean, then PlayingPolitics2004.com is required reading. Get involved in the political debate, because remember, you live in a free democracy where every 4 years our political leaders wish to be Black, gay, poor, Hispanic, Southern, Northern, liberal, conservative, but most of all, re-elected. Playing Politics 2004 card decks can be purchased at the select border bookstores or at www.playingpolitics2004.com.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 starting to see some problems now in the South Valley. An accident reported at Broadway and a disabled vehicle reported in lane number 3 at Washington. And so between those two things, traffic is jammed back to about University Boulevard. Be very, very careful in there. Also, Denver Police assisting a disabled motorist westbound I-70 west at Peoria Street. Right lane, right shoulder blocked at that interchange. Most everything else in the freeway system moving along in pretty decent shape. One off-freeway problem for you. It's a traffic light malfunction at Parker Road and Cornell. Cornell is about a block or two north of I-225, so that's a fairly heavily traveled area in there, and you may want to use some caution as you proceed through that intersection. When the weather gets bad, like it should be on Sunday, stop in a Waterway Car Wash for the Winter Protection Package to help you fight off winter's evil road salt, slush, and grime. Pay them a visit today. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to be fine through the afternoon. Temperatures again running much, much warmer than normal. Instead of a high today of about 43, where we would be for the seasonal average, we're going to top out around 56 for the high. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 28. Mostly sunny again tomorrow with a high of 54. But an upper-level trough of low pressure brings clouds and some afternoon snow showers on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 58 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we're not Enid.
No, we're not.
But we're substituting for Enid.
Because she's on vacation.
And like Enid says, we're yours till 3.
That's right.
But Enid's not yours.
Two of us. Right. You get twice for the money, right?
Right, right. But Enid is not yours, and she's not ours. She's theirs.
She's theirs.
She's theirs over in Italy.
And when she called us yesterday, she was at a bar with some good-looking Italian men.
And she let us talk to them.
Yes.
Because they wanted to talk politics. They wanted to talk about Bush. President Bush. But little did they know that this is a politics-free zone. We normally host Style Matters Live, which is on 10 to noon every Saturday morning on AM 1150 KNRC. And we're on tomorrow morning where we're talking about father-daughter relationships. And that's the kind of stuff we talk about. Topics that interest us except for politics and sports. You get a ton of great political discussion here on AM 1150. And so we figure we'd offer you something new, something different. And if you take the Rocky Mountain News, you read us every Thursday in the Spotlight section. That's the fashion section of the Rocky. And our column Style Matters is there. You get that? The column Style Matters, the show Style Matters Live.
We're so consistent. We're well-branded.
And very creative.
Because we just learned about branding. If you're just joining us, you missed Jillian Pitt, who was with Brand Juice, a Denver marketing company, who's been hired by our city to brand Denver for publicity, for trying to get businesses to come into town, et cetera.
And we are good, consistent branders. So you can read our column on Thursdays. Our column yesterday was on cosmetic acupuncture. And if you missed it and you can't find somebody who has a copy of the Rocky, you can go to www.rockymountainnews.com, and all our columns are archived there.
And, you know, I have figured out what the hardest part of Enid's job is.
What is it?
I'm starving. You know, she's on over lunch.
It's very hard. Someone's bringing us coffee.
It's very hungry.
We planned everything except for lunch.
Exactly. We didn't think of that.
And we are starving.
So today, Judy brought peanuts, and I'm very happy.
Because nuts are supposed to be very good for you. They're supposed to level off your blood sugar. And there's not only peanuts in there. There's walnuts and almonds.
Oh, she's
it's
so good.
It's a nutty mix.
But I spent many years in Texas. I wasn't born there, but I did live in Texas for quite a while. And growing up there, we would put peanuts in our Diet Coke and drink it as one thing.
Yeah, you said that to me. I don't get it.
Judy thinks that's gross. Did you guys do that? Are any of you from the South listening? Did you come to Texas? Did you do peanuts in Diet Coke?
What is the point of dropping peanuts into your
Coke? It makes the Coke a sweet, salty kind of sensation.
Oh, okay, I could see that. No, yeah. I might even try it if I had an extra Coke. What we used to do, and of course, growing up in New York, we were a little ahead of time, so you dropped aspirin in your Coke.
I thought you were going to say acid.
We did that. But you dropped, when we were in high school, you dropped aspirin in your Coke, and
Why?
That was supposed to get you a little, you know.
A little buzz?
My little mind-altering experience.
Oh.
I don't think it worked.
I think I'll stick to the peanut and the Diet Coke, but we would love to hear from you at 303-382-1150. If you remember the name of what that's called when you drop a peanut into
a Diet
Coke.
It's got a name?
It had a name. I remember what the name was. And also, we received some emails from you wondering about the Aspen Grove promotion. Aspen Grove is a wonderful outdoor mall that's located at Santa Fe and Mineral. And yes, the promotion is going through February 6th, and it's called New Year, New You. And what you do is write a paragraph, 50 words or less, about why you or someone you know deserves a complete makeover head to toe. And the entries are due by February 6th to either the J. Crew store there or the Aspen Grove management offices. You're going to win, two of you, one male, one female, a $1,000 shopping spree with their personal shopper. You're going to receive new hair, new makeup or skincare if you're a guy, and dinner for two on Valentine's night for you and a personal lover.
And they'll do
other.
Your reveal like they do on Extreme Makeover.
It'll be so much fun. So, yes, that is still going on, so be sure to enter.
Okay, that's great. And through February 6th, and you said you drop it off at J. Crew or the management office,
exactly.
Which is around the back of the mall. It is a great mall.
It really is.
Because you can drive right up to the store you want, and they've got all the same stores as they do at the other malls in town. So if you just need a quick errand or whatever, it's great. You can park right there. Not a lot of walking. Now, we said before that we don't discuss politics, but today we are dipping our dainty pedicured toes into the big pond of politics via a discussion on First Ladies. And we have with us today, and we are so excited, a professor by the name of Dr. Myra Gutin, who is a professor at Rider University in New Jersey and author of the book, The President's Partner, The First Lady in the 20th Century. And Dr. Gutin is an expert on First Ladies, past and present, and not only First Ladies, but candidates' wives, including the ones that are currently running. Dr. Gutin, welcome to Style Matters Live.
Thank you, Judy.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And your book sounds fascinating, and we love the way that you've defined the president's partners into three categories. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I first of all, my field is communication, as you mentioned, and I looked at first ladies in the century, and I scrutinized their speeches and their lectures, their TV appearances, their radio broadcasts, and I found that they broke down into these three categories. The first ones I called either the white housekeepers, please don't throw anything at me, or the ceremonial first ladies. And these were the women who essentially looked at the White House as a place to entertain. And good examples of that would be Mamie Eisenhower or Bess Truman. Then a second.
What about Nancy Reagan?
Actually, Nancy Reagan was a chapter by herself in the book, and I called her a first lady in transition because I found that she was really falling into all three of my categories at various times during her White House tenure.
So the ceremonial first ladies completely stayed out of politics.
That's correct.
They saw the White House as just a place to entertain, like a glorified home.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, they also entertained internationally. They were sort of our royalty.
But that was kind of their role, is to be the hostess.
Well, that's right. Now, what was interesting about the ceremonial first ladies, in spite of them just seeing the White House as a place to entertain, was that we know that some of them, while they were publicly silent, were very influential in private. Bess Truman discussed every policy with her husband. Florence Harding was given the chance to decide which federal prisoners would be paroled. So though we haven't known a lot about them perhaps publicly, privately they were very active.
Okay, so then the next category became what?
The next category I called the emerging spokeswomen, and these were the women that I felt began to understand what the possibilities were in the White House. With regard to using speeches and press relations and radio and television. And into this category, I had put Lou Hoover, Jacqueline Kennedy, and Pat Nixon.
Okay.
And what about somebody like Barbara Bush?
Well,
even Laura Bush?
I would probably also put Barbara Bush into this category. She certainly used some of the resources of the White House to try to push her major White House project, which was literacy. Laura Bush, I'm still unsettled on. For a while, I thought that she would be someone who was much more traditional, and her focus seemed to be ceremonial. Now, though, in this third year of the Bush presidency, she really seems like more of an emerging spokesperson.
I mean, and are you a big Laura Bush fan? I am a big Laura Bush fan. To me, she's all three. I mean, I think she does ceremonial well. I think she's got these issues now. What, on literacy? Is that one of her issues?
That's right.
And she's a teacher, so she has real credibility there. She understands reading problems, that kind of thing.
But she's not promoting let's go to your next level. She is not a political spokesperson like Eleanor Roosevelt
was.
No,
I wouldn't put her in my final category,
right,
which I called political surrogates or activists. And these would have been the women who used all the available means of persuasion available to them through the White House.
That's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's
Hillary
basically
Clinton,
Hillary.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Betty Ford, Rosalind Carter.
But and you also put Lady Bird Johnson in there.
Oh, Lady Bird Johnson.
You know, I never think of Lady Bird Johnson as being very political.
Oh, she was extremely political. As a matter of fact, she was probably as good a politician as her husband. She knew exactly who to speak to get things done.
Well, the one that sort of confused me that you've got in sort of that activist category was Betty Ford. The only thing, unfortunately, I can remember about Betty Ford was her bout with, you know, addictions.
And cancer. That's right.
Right. And that's it.
Yeah, well, but she was very active on behalf of the Equal Rights Amendment, which maybe you don't recall, but she was busy on the phone calling legislators, and she was all over the country trying to persuade people to vote for the amendment. Also, she was very active in cancer-related causes. She was active in trying to promote the arts. And finally, she was on the road for the 1976 presidential campaign. As a matter of fact, she was so much more popular than Gerald Ford that there were buttons that were very popular at the time that said, "I'm voting for Betty Sutton."
Yeah, I remember,
right.
I remember that. She really was a powerhouse and so forth.
Now,
I just wanted to ask, why Pat Nixon, an emerging spokeswoman? I don't see her. I see her more as ceremonial.
Well, I think because I placed her there because of her project. She came into the White House and she said that her project was going to be volunteerism. Now, when we hear somebody say 1,000 points of light, we tend to associate it with George Bush, but in fact, Pat Nixon was saying it almost 20 years earlier. And her idea was to get people to read to the elderly, to teach kids to read, any kind of volunteer activity. And she went out and she spoke about it. She also, you may not realize this, she was responsible for going to Peru on a mission to bring aid there after a terrible earthquake.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's more active, I think, than most of us perceive.
Because I always think of her as hovering behind Nixon when he was making all his excuse speeches and then when he was resigning. She's always the... She and Nancy Reagan are the images, the icons of that adoring
right.
look,
well,
look upping at the husband when they're saying something, and
yeah,
you never think of them as being activists in any way.
Now, let me ask you, is the ceremonial category, I mean, all of them have to be ceremonial. I mean, you have to entertain and be polite. That's part of your job. But to stay in that category, is that day over because of the women's movement and where we've come?
I think as a separate category, probably. And remember that really since 1972, for sure, virtually every woman who's gone into the White House, and most of the wives of candidates, are really political professionals. They've been the wives of senators, governors. They've been in public life for years. So they're not stay-at-home moms. They generally have an area of expertise or something they care about. And they frequently come to the White House with a record of things they've done.
Is that a necessity? If they don't have an area that they care about, do the spin doctors have to find something for them? Something that they think that will appeal to the American public. Like literacy, it's a nice, neutral, warm, and fuzzy.
Right. But, well, in Barbara Bush's case, though, she always said this wasn't the truth. One of her children was dyslexic. And we know that she had this long-term interest in literacy. So though it may seem appropriate, appropriately feminine and safe, it was a long-standing interest.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And if you're just tuning in, we are speaking to Dr. Myra Guten, professor at Rider University, who is an author of a book, The President's Partner, A Look at the First Ladies in the 20th Century. We're going to take a quick break. And after the break, we're going to start talking about some of the women we love to hate, Nancy Reagan and Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
Now, I think you're ready for this.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Yeah.
Work for someone you love, you. Are you looking for a satisfying career helping others? Join the trillion-dollar wellness revolution by becoming a body-mind specialist. You can become a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist and open your private practice upon graduation from Day of Miracles School. Your training is unique, spiritual, fun, and comprehensive. Sharpen your own awareness, listening, and communication skills. Take the weekend training to learn the psychology of the subconscious mind. The subconscious directly accesses the body, mind connection, and inner wisdom. Hypnotherapy is effective for smoking cessation, reducing stress and anxiety, releasing past traumas, creating better relationships, and much more. The dynamic training teaches you innovative skills of interactive hypnotherapy. Day of Miracles School is a licensed occupational school, and you're invited to call 303-777-2555. Classes begin February and September. Please mention KNRC to receive a tuition discount and CD about the program. Call 303-777-2555.
It's difficult enough to work your way through this jungle called life every day without having to carry an 800-pound gorilla of high-interest student loans around with you. So just do what over 300,000 people have already done and call College Loan Corporation at 1-800-2-COLLEGE. College Loan Corporation will gladly give you the advice you need while helping you look into interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest federal rates in 40 years. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Hi.
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series asks, should we stop using animals for entertainment? An Arvada High School student has proposed that Denver pass a law banning the display of all wild or exotic animals. The ban would eliminate these animals in parades, carnivals, photo shoots, and circuses. The Denver Zoo, Ocean Journey, and National Western Stock Show would not be affected. The student and animal rights activists say these animals are mistreated and abused, citing stories of severely injured circus animals to bolster their cause. Opponents of the ban say that laws exist to protect animals, and those laws just need to be enforced. They say the ban would only force the circus to visit other cities, taking the millions of dollars of revenue it generates elsewhere. Tune in Friday night at 8:30 for a lively discussion on Colorado State of Mind on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. And join the discussion anytime online at rmpbs.org. Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body. Another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz, and she's a first lady.
And she's a first lady. If you're just joining us, Jordan's playing that great music because we're in the process of having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Myra Guten, professor at Rider University, who is a specialist in the first ladies of the 20th century. But before we continue our interview, you realize by now that I'm not Enid.
I'm not Enid.
And you are?
I'm Judy Schwartz. I had to think for a second.
Because now you're thinking you're Enid. You've been saying that name for
right.
So long.
We're not Enid, but don't worry. Enid will be back next Tuesday.
We are the Style Matters gals, and hopefully you read us in the Rocky Mountain News every Thursday in the Spotlight section, and that you listen to us on AM 1150 KNRC Saturdays 10 to noon, where we bring you lifestyle radio, things like you've been experiencing yesterday and today. We don't look at politics. We don't look at sports. We figure KNRC brings you the best analysis left and right every other hour of the day, except for us. And we're trying to bring you something new.
A little variety.
But we are sort of doing a little political something today.
Yes. As I said, we've dipped our dainty pedicured toes into the pond of politics because we are talking to Dr. Myra Guten, who is this expert, and we're going to get to her in just a second. But we have a wonderful opportunity for all our listeners. We've got some free tickets to give away to John Brown's Body. Not actually his body. It's a play.
It's a Civil War epic.
Yes, by Stephen Vincent Benet. It's playing at the Denver Center January 29th through February 28th. We've got two pairs of tickets to give away. And here's what you need to do to win them. Call us up and ask us or Dr. Myra Guten a question about a first lady. Make a comment. Give us your opinion. Ask some questions because Dr. Guten has all the answers. And you could win a pair of tickets to John Brown's Body. It's a Civil War epic. Civil War topics very current now with Cold Mountain and with The Last Samurai. It's also got a little Civil War angle going in that. So call us at 303-382-1150.
And it was the bloodiest war in American history.
Yes. It absolutely was.
So this play should be
and this
riveting.
Takes you from John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry to General Lee's surrender at Appomattox.
So it would be very,
very
impressed
interesting. I could say that? Appomattox.
I am very impressed.
Call us, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150, and you could win a pair of tickets to John Brown's Body.
All right, well, now it's time to continue our conversation with Dr. Guten. Welcome, Dr. Guten.
Hi there.
Well, before the break, we had discussed the three categories that you have put our first ladies in. The first one being the ceremonial role, which is sort of the entertaining role. And then the emergency spokeswoman, the emerging spokeswoman, like Jacqueline Kennedy and Pat Nixon, women who begin to realize they could go out with a cause but still stay sort of behind the curtains. And, of course, to the activist role, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt and the most current, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, let's get to the Hillary Clinton. I think you need a fourth category for her, mad with power. Okay? Because I know you're from the New York metro area, New Jersey, so, but they love Hillary. They're not such, in the hinterland, we're not such big fans of Hillary.
I don't know. I think that there are mixed perceptions of her even here. You know, I think that there are people who liked her, and there are people who share your opinion that she liked power much too much.
We've
got a caller for you, Dr. Gutten. Mary, you want to talk about the least involved first lady. Welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show, Mary.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my question. Which of the first ladies, we hear so much about first ladies being involved and being, you know, doing things and having influences on policy, but which first lady probably is the most in the background and most disengaged from the office?
Well, Mary, most likely it's Bess Truman. She was not ever happy about having to live in Washington. She feared eastern cities, having grown up in Independence, Missouri. But as First Lady, she made it very clear. Remember, she was the person who had the unenviable task of following Eleanor Roosevelt. She made it clear that she wasn't going to have press conferences and she wasn't going to be as involved in public policy issues. And over the years, she made it clear she just wanted to, she would do what she had to. She was a very gracious hostess, very well-liked. But in terms of the number of events that she hosted and the things that she did, she was by far the most inactive first lady of the 20th century.
And you know, Mary, and we're going to get to the current candidate's wife, but we could have another one. Dean's wife is going to be totally uninvolved.
She sounds totally detached.
So we'll
anyway,
talk
Mary,
about that.
You won a pair of tickets to John Brown's Body.
Wonderful.
All right,
Thank
I'm going to put you on hold, and Joe's going to take the information.
Wonderful.
Thanks
day,
for
Mary.
Calling and keep listening. All right, now we've got a call from Caroline. Caroline, welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show. You're talking to Judy Schwartz, Evelinda Ehrman, and Dr. Myra Gutten.
Great. I had a short comment about Laura and George Bush and then just wanted to get your response. It just appears to me that Laura and George are both kind of following the path that Barbara and the former president have set, even with Laura's literacy program, seems like she's kind of picking up where Barbara left off, and that both of them are just kind of fulfilling their duty to our former president and Barbara as far as what their agenda was. And that was just my comment.
So you're thinking she doesn't want to upset her mother-in-law?
Basically. Or at least, you know, please her.
I really haven't sat down yet to count numbers of activities, but my guess is that Barbara Bush was more active.
Definitely.
Than her daughter-in-law. Certainly, I can tell you that she gave more speeches. And where Barbara Bush's primary focus, actually her major focus in the White House was literacy. Laura's is a little more diverse. She's promoted a reading festival on the Capitol Mall. She's interested in various education initiatives and, of course, literacy. So it's a little bit different.
Let me ask you, is that because Laura still has younger children? Barbara was a seasoned political wife, and her boys were men.
Mm-hmm.
You think she had more time?
Probably. I don't know. It's hard to say. Mrs. Bush, that is the first Mrs. Bush, Barbara Bush, had been involved in literacy for such a long time. When we go back to even her time as the wife of the ambassador to China, and when Bush was involved with the CIA, she was already very involved as a literacy advocate.
You know, I kind of think that Laura had to pick some kind of an agenda, because I remember when our president first got elected, seeing articles about, I buy my makeup at the grocery store kind of stuff. So I think she really needed to kind of step that up a bit, and that's where she got more involved with education. I could be wrong.
I mean, Caroline, do you like Laura Bush?
I'm not a big Bush fan.
I mean, never mind
the husband.
Laura, just Laura.
You know, as people, I think they're probably both fine people, but politically, I just don't agree with the president.
I know, but we're talking about Laura.
Laura.
I mean, you got a problem with her? You got a problem with her literacy program?
You know, it's a good thing.
You know, but, and didn't she? Did you watch the State of the Union address?
I did.
Did she not look radiant? I mean, she looked fantastic.
She usually looks pretty darn good.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. The doctor has classified, Dr. Gutten has classified these women in certain categories because of their behavior. Physically, do you want a gorgeous first lady like, let's say, Jacqueline Kennedy? Or do you want a more motherly figure like Barbara Bush? I mean, what do you think the country's more open to?
I would say, really, we're very glam here in the USA. I think we like those pretty, nice-looking first ladies. But for me personally, it really wouldn't matter. It's more of what their husband's into that's really going to color my view on the first lady.
Now, let me ask you, when Bush left office, the first one, and Barbara Bush came out and said she was pro-choice, but she had to keep her mouth shut, how did you feel about that?
I respected the fact that she was able to hold on to her own opinions.
Okay.
And I do think that even Laura tries to do that quite a lot.
Okay.
Laura definitely tries to do that.
I think behind the scenes, Laura wields a heavy weight. I do. I do. Dr. Gutten, do you think is there any evidence to that for that?
You know, I would have to agree with you, Judy. I don't think that she does wield a great deal of influence.
She doesn't or she doesn't?
I think she
I
does.
I do not.
She doesn't. Okay.
I do not, no.
All right. So, is Caroline a winner?
Yes, Caroline, you won the last pair of tickets to John Brown's Body.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
I enjoyed your Saturday morning program quite a lot.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you so much. Have
thanks,
a great day.
And thanks for calling.
Great. Take care.
So, Dr. Gutten?
Yes.
So, let's talk about, it's break time.
You know what? We got a break for the news. But when we come back.
Well, let's talk about Hillary.
Yeah, we definitely want to do a little bit of Hillary bashing. All right, you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show with Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman. And call us at 303-382-1150. And now we're going to go right to the news. Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you going to join us in Hillary bashing or no?
Yeah.
No, I actually like Hillary. I think she's okay.
Do you like Laura? Because Laura's our current favorite.
Well, you know, I don't know all that much about her, you know, and I feel like you haven't seen a whole lot of her, but, you know, that may just be me.
Well, stick around.
I guess maybe compared to Hillary, we don't see much of Laura. Maybe that's
compared
it.
To anybody. Compared to anybody. Very good. You're an intelligent man. What's going on in the world?
It's partly cloudy. 58 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Xantrex 3. Kobe Bryant's attorney, Pamela Mackey, played the race card during this morning's motions hearing in Eagle. She said there is a history of black men being accused of rape by white women. She went on to say that rape crisis centers will be trying to politicize this trial, and that while she could do the same, she doesn't want to. The Denver police officer, who was hit by a pickup truck yesterday, has been upgraded from critical to serious condition. Officer Robert Bryant had surgery last night for a broken femur and is recovering from head injuries as well. The suspect in yesterday's hit and run is in custody. Police have identified the victim of a homicide that happened early yesterday morning. That victim has been identified as 23-year-old Michael Ibarra. Police found the man dead of apparent gunshot wounds yesterday after a concerned citizen reported hearing noises at 4161 Milwaukee Street. The investigation of that murder is continuing, with police still looking for a suspect. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are on the road to New Orleans tonight to play the Hornets. In December, last time the Nuggets played the Hornets, Nuggets came away with a win. What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy in one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecaster up next. KNRC News Time is 1:37.
Gentlemen, are you still trying to rid yourself of a few pesky pounds? Need a helping hand to get rid of the first few? Finding it difficult to make it happen? Well, listen closely, because UltraCarb may be the answer you're looking for. There are lots of products out there making lots of promises. A new one seems to crop up every day, but UltraCarb has been around for years and has helped hundreds of thousands of Americans in the battle against carbohydrates. You know carbohydrates. Foods like pizza, pasta, and beer, they are the arch enemy of the flat stomach. But the active ingredient in UltraCarb helps slow the transition of carbohydrates from sugar to fat. That may be just the edge you need to rid yourself of some of those unwanted pounds. So
Sometimes diet and reasonable exercise just aren't enough to get over the hump. That's where UltraCarb can help. Best of all, UltraCarb is guaranteed to help or your money back. Make the most of your weight loss goals with UltraCarb.
Call now for your risk-free trial of UltraCarb. 1-800-451-6432. That's 1-800-451-6432. Toll free. 1-800-451-6432.
KNRC News Time is 1:38. Time to check with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 running very, very heavy from Hamden all the way up through Broadway. The reason is a couple of them. Actually, one was an accident northbound at Broadway. That's out of the way. Another one was a disabled car northbound at Washington. That's been moved out of the way. It's going to take a few more minutes for that jam to loosen up. Again, that's northbound I-25 running very slow from Hamden up through Broadway. Everything else on the freeway system looking fairly decent. Some construction slowing north and southbound I-225 around 6th Avenue. Nothing too spectacular about that. A lot of police activity around 34th and Federal Boulevard, some rolling street closures in there. Sounds like whoever they were chasing, they managed to get a hold of in one of the apartment complexes there. And in East Denver, at 13th and Jackson, a car sailed off the road and into a building. Don't know if anybody was injured, but you can expect some delays in there. 13th Avenue is one of the major westbound arteries through that part of town. Don't miss Albertson's 10-cent sale going on now with navel oranges, russet potatoes, Danju pears, lemons, and limes, all 10 cents each. Stop by today at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to stay quite mild into the first half of the weekend, but an upper-level low on Sunday brings clouds, chillier readings, and some afternoon snow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 through the afternoon, mainly clear into this evening, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28, sunshine 54 tomorrow. And with that brief burst of snow on Sunday, a high of 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 58 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the Buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
KNRC Market Watch.
Losses are intensifying on Wall Street. Dow Industrials now down 93 points. Jobs could soon be melting away at Kraft Foods. Analysts tell MarketWatch.com the company's expected to announce more than 6,000 job cuts next week as part of a sweeping restructuring plan that would streamline operations and dump some underperforming assets. Kraft stock right now is down about 75 cents. Job cuts already happening at Wilson's Leather. Company says it's closing up to 100 stores, which will result in hundreds of jobs lost. Wilson's stock right now down a fraction. Investors fattened up their mutual funds this week to the tune of $4 billion, according to fund tracking firm TrimTabs. Brings this month's total inflow to U.S. stock funds to about $15 billion so far. Watching the markets now, Dow Industrials down 92 points. The broad market is also negative. NASDAQ losing 9. The S&P 500 is down 6 points. I'm Joe Matthew from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Closes your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back. we were so busy eating, we forgot.
Welcome back to Style Matters Live on the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we're not Enid, because Enid's in Italy.
Having a good time, we hope.
Right, but you know, as she says, we're yours until 3 o'clock.
And then we're yours tomorrow, too.
That's right, because our show is normally on AM 1150 KNRC, 10 to noon, Saturday mornings, and we'll be on tomorrow. So make sure you keep the dial on 1150 and tune in to us tomorrow. Meanwhile, we've been having a fantastic discussion on First Ladies with one of the country's foremost experts on First Ladies, Dr. Myra Guten. Dr. Guten, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
And I want to remind our listeners that Dr. Guten's book is available at Amazon. You ordered from Amazon.com or any bookstore.
And it is called The President's Partner, The First Lady in the 20th Century. And it is available by order at any bookstore and on Amazon.com. And Dr. Guten, we've got Aaron on the line who wants to chat with you.
Hi.
Welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I just had a quick question. I know that myself and my husband and my parents and a lot of couples I know so often are politically opposite, and so often our votes cancel each other out. We always tease. And I'm wondering how important it is for first wives or first ladies and their husbands to have the same political beliefs. And if ever in history there was a Democrat first lady and a Republican president or vice versa.
Oh, what a great question.
That's an excellent question. It really is. To the best of my knowledge, Aaron, no. Now, interestingly, Betty Ford certainly had an awful lot of friends on the Democratic side of the aisle. She told me once in an interview that her Republican friends used to chide her and say to her, you know, Betty, you ought to be a Democrat. But in fact, most of the presidential spouses have had complimentary views. Before, when we were talking, it was mentioned that Barbara Bush never mentioned that she was pro-choice while she was in the White House, and that was a personal decision on her part. Officially, her husband was pro-life. So they do have some divergent point of views, but really, really, you know, wandering far from each other's views, no, not as far as my research shows.
Aaron, you know what this means? That means that you and your husband can never run for political office because you don't agree.
And don't worry, Sorry. You're in good company.
I was so looking forward to being president.
That's why we need a first man.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Enid Goldstein Show.
Oh, my pleasure. I'll listen to you guys tomorrow.
Oh, great. Thanks. All right, so Dr. Guten, let's get to Hillary. Why is she the first lady we love to hate?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, Judy, I'm an historian, and the truth is that I try to be as objective as I can with all of them.
But between us girls.
Well, no, I happen to have liked her a lot.
As a first lady, we're talking about.
As a first lady, yes, I did. I liked her because I thought that she really took advantage of what the White House could offer, and I think she did good. I think she did a lot of good out there. She represented us very well at an international women's conference in Beijing at which she spoke out about human rights. I think she did a lot of good with her book. She didn't do as much good, I'm sorry to say, with the national health care. But on balance, I thought she was quite a good first lady.
And that's what I want to speak to you about. Mm-hmm. She was probably the first baby boomer. So, you know, she came from a background where women could have their own mind. But I think she could have hurt her husband with that whole health care issue. So is there a point, whether it's a first lady or a first man, that they've got to learn to keep their mouth shut for the good of the office?
Well, remember, he asked her to chair the national
don't you think behind the scenes she was nudging him? She was saying, hey, I know all about those liaisons when the state troopers were protecting you. Don't you think she put a little pressure on him?
I wish I could tell you. I really have no way of knowing that. I will tell you, though, that he certainly endorsed her being involved. What happened, though, was, as you remember, that really went down in flames.
Yes.
Went up in flames. And that was the year that the Democrats went down to defeat in the midterm elections. So she did end up hurting him.
She did hurt him. That's what I'm saying. So is there a point that these women, and hopefully someday we'll be talking about these men, have got to not necessarily agree with everything, but sort of pick issues that the American public finds a little bit more palatable to hold the office? I mean, it goes back to the whole literacy thing or, you know, supporting work unions, things that are considered traditionally, you know, more feminine and that most of Americans can sort of embrace.
Well, it's probably a lot easier if that's the course you take. There was a time when the Carters let people know that Mrs. Carter was attending cabinet meetings. And there was just a hue and cry about who let her come.
And he went down.
Yeah, but he didn't go down for that reason.
No.
Certainly. I don't know. You're right. You pick your battles and you pick your issues.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda
Irwin. We're substituting for Enid, and we're the Style Matters gals. And we're talking today with Dr. Myra Gutten, who's a professor of communications at Rider University in New Jersey and has written a book called The President's Partner, The First Lady in the 20th Century. And that book is available by order at any bookstore and on Amazon.com. And we'd like your opinion. If you're a Hillary fan, call, because I have to tell you, we are not big Hillary fans. We are Laura Bush fans. So call us at 303-382-1150, 382-1150. Now, Dr. Gutten, let's get to the candidates, the Democratic candidates' wives.
But before we go to the candidates, right, real quick, one former person. You know, Nancy Reagan was very hated by many people.
That's right.
And a lot of people, she was painted to be a wacko. You know, she saw the astrologer, she regifted.
Right.
What was her influence on him?
I think she had quite a bit of influence, and I'm looking well beyond the astrology mess. He came to her with questions regarding personnel. How do you feel about this one? How do you feel about that one? And she gave her opinions to him. And by the way, I think even though of the women I've studied, she's the most disliked, I still felt that she served an important function, as most first ladies do, because the president has to be able to have someone who says to him, honey, you're wrong.
She was the best dressed.
And know that there's no agenda beyond that. You know, there's
yeah. And, you know, and who knows what his health was at the end of his term and how much
she
was compensating.
I've thought for a long time that she probably tried to help him as much as she could, and if he wasn't well, maybe she tried to hide it.
She's
yeah,
like, you know, Wilson's wife. Didn't she do that at the end?
Well, there are various interpretations, but for a while she certainly made decisions about who would see him, and that's why many people say that for a time she was the unelected president of the United States. I don't happen to agree with that, but that is a popular interpretation.
I actually think Nancy Reagan is more popular now than when she was in office. She's got
a
softer image.
Admire her now.
She's a much more sympathetic figure.
We have to take a quick break, but after the break, we're going to bring it to the current wives, to Dean's wife, to Hines' wife, to Lieberman's wife, to see what you know about them. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show, and I'm Evelinda Irwin.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And right after the break, we'll finish our interview with Dr. Gutten, and we'll bring it to the current Democratic potential.
And we're also going to take a call from Patrick, who wants to talk about Hillary. He wants to weigh in on Hillary.
We'll be right back.
From baby steps to giant strides, we'll keep you informed every step of the way. AM 1150, KNRC.
Does your accounting firm really know you, your business, and your goals? At Earhart, Keefe, Steiner & Huttman, we spend time with you to learn about your business and your goals. As Denver's largest locally owned accounting firm, EKS&H has been serving companies for over 25 years. The roots of the success of EKS&H are built on a corporate culture where service is our priority. If you're looking for an accounting firm that is progressive and will really spend time with you, there's only one name that should come to mind, EKS&H. At Earhart, Keefe, Steiner & Hottman, we'll support you with integrity to help your business flourish. Call us at 303-740-9400. That's 303-740-9400. Or visit us on the web at EKSH.com. EKSNH, Certified Public Accountants and Advisors. Trust that is earned.
Come on, Lenny, let's hit the slopes.
I don't wanna. Last time we did this, I broke a lot of bones.
You know, Mike Newland once said, genius is perseverance in disguise.
I was in traction for 3 weeks.
Do you think your business bankers at First National Bank of Colorado balk in the face of a new challenge?
You told me to ski off a cliff. I landed in Utah.
Lenny, the reason you love banking with them is because you admire their tenacity.
At First National Bank of Colorado, we have a strong history of tackling problems on the local level while providing the national reach needed to solve Denver's unique business challenges. For everything from cash management to commercial loans, trust the business bankers at FNBC to use honesty, integrity, and good old-fashioned hard work to get it done.
You're right. I'm going to attack this slope the way they attack problems.
Lenny?
What?
Watch out for that tree.
That's going to bruise.
For all your commercial banking needs, turn to the experts at First National Bank of Colorado. To set an appointment, call 303-308-3860.
KNRC Community Commitment.
Have you been considering adoption? There are numerous children in Adams County who need adoptive families. Make a child's dream come true in the new year and foster or adopt a child from Adams County. You do not need to live in Adams County to participate. Call them now at 303-412-5151. That's 303-412-5151. Make your New Year's resolution to fulfill a child's dream and be an adoptive parent for Adams County.
The savings will really add up at Albertsons Buy One, Get Two Free sale this week. With the in-store coupon, you can save up to $103.58 in free groceries. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body. Another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
We're not Enid, but we're the Style Matters gals. We're with you every Saturday morning, 10 to noon on AM 1150, KNRC. And today we're substituting for Enid, who is in sunny Italy, and we think she's in Florence. We are talking about the first ladies of the 20th century with Dr. Myra Guten, who is a professor of communications at Rider University in New Jersey. And, Dr. Guten, we've got some calls here, people who want to chat with you. Adam in Lakewood.
Hi, Adam.
This is Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick. We apologize.
Patrick, I hate it when someone mispronounces my name. So I'm
Adam
really
wants to talk to us, too. Patrick, welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show.
Well, good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
I have a question, I guess. My thought with Hillary has always been that I was always disappointed with the fact that when she knew and it had all come out, him fooling around, that she didn't have the guts to just leave him. I mean, I think I would have had more respect to see the first lady leave the White House and say, you know what, this is nonsense. I mean, especially with his history and his background of fooling around on her. What's your take on that?
I have a question for you, Patrick. It's always hit me that she walked out in her own way. And her way of walking out was to say, okay, I'm going to run for office. I think that that was something that she might not have done had things worked out differently with Bill.
See, my take on that is that she rode his coattails to get into office. That's my take, and I think other people believe that as well.
Well, that's possible, but she pulled very significant numbers, which would suggest that she had a lot of firepower on her own.
And isn't it true outside of New York City that New York is a Republican state?
It's certainly upstate.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to forget that for the year prior to her running, she visited every single state district to talk to people and get to know them. And whether you like her or not, that was an admirable effort. And I think that that was more than anything responsible for her victory.
Patrick, we got to run.
Evelinda, I agree with you. I think for me, she lost all credibility when she didn't say, he's a schmuck, I'm running for office anyway. Goodbye, I've had it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Patrick.
Hope you're listening to our show tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Adam, real quick, we've just got a couple minutes left with Dr. Guten.
Oh, no, I
have lots to say.
Say it quick. Pick your best comment.
All right, well, first, I love you guys' column and how you give men advice on style and stuff, too.
Oh, thank you.
I've taken that advice.
Thank you.
My question to your expert is, how is Laura Bush affected, not just personally, but politically, by the fact that she was the at-fault individual in a fatal car accident when she was 17 years old? And how has that affected her personality and her first ladyism, for lack of a better term?
Okay, it's a good question, Adam. I haven't yet had the chance to speak with her personally, so I'm just going to share with you something from a new book that came out about her this week, and that is to say that she feels that the experience affects everything she does and has ever since that tragedy occurred when she was 17.
Adam, keep reading us. We got to run. We got to get some more questions in. But thanks so much for calling the Eagle Sea
Show. Have a great day.
All right, real quick, because you only got like 30 seconds left. What's the story with Dr. Judith Steinberg Dean?
Well, her interest is to practice medicine, and even as the First Lady of Vermont, she hasn't been terribly involved in what's gone on in that state politically. However, I think as a result of a lot of speculation in the press over the last 2 weeks, she showed up in Iowa near the end of just prior to the caucuses, and we saw her last night with Diane Sawyer. So my guess is if Dean continues as a viable candidate in this, we'll see more of her.
So you don't think America's ready for an absentee first lady?
I don't think she'd be an absentee first lady.
All right, Dr. Gutin, you have been a fantastic guest. We want to have you on again, especially if we get a new president's wife. And thanks so much for being on the Enid Goldstein Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, and with the Style Matters gals, when we come back, gossip and celebrity worship.
Are you standing by the E! Channel? You're a sicko. We'll tell you why.
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 58 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Waterway Gas and Wash. The race card has surfaced in the Kobe Bryant sexual assault trial. During this morning's motions hearing, Bryant's attorney, Pamela Mackey, said, quote, "There is a history out there of white women accusing black men of rape." She made the remark as an example of how she doesn't want to politicize this case the way she feels some women's advocacy groups are. Former Denver DA Norm Early said Mackey's remark was regrettable.
We're talking about the race card here. And unfortunately, you would hope that this case could go from beginning to end without the race card rearing its ugly head.
Early said that Mackey had pulled a similar uncalled-for stunt when she said the alleged victim had sex with three men in 3 days during the week of the alleged incident.
In my estimation, if a young 19-year-old man had sex with three people in 3 days, they'd pin a medal on him and call him a hero. And that's one of the problems that we have in this society, is a double standard. And it is that double standard which the Colorado Rape Shield law recognizes, and that's why we try to protect the prior sexual history of women.
Bryant is accused of raping a 19-year-old hotel employee in June. He says their sex was consensual. Meanwhile, an Iowa man has pled guilty to charges of making a threatening phone call to the accuser in the Kobe Bryant rape case. John William Roach, 22, of Iowa, pled guilty in federal court this morning to making a threatening phone call across state lines. A Denver grand jury had indicted Roach on charges last August. In the plea, he admitted to calling Kobe Bryant's accuser on July 27, 2003, and threatening to kill her. Roach was one of three voices to be heard on the message left for the accuser. Sentencing is set for June 4, 2004. The maximum penalty for making a threat across state lines is up to 5 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine. An Aurora mother has her daughter to thank for being alive today. The Aurora Police Department honored 4-year-old Tanisha Adamson for calling 911 when her mother became unresponsive and incoherent. Aurora Police spokesman Rudy Herrera says the young girl remembered a lesson her mother had taught her and quickly called for help.
Aurora 911, this is Dusty.
I don't know. I don't know. My mom had an idea. I don't know.
What's the matter?
I think my mom had a low blood sugar.
Your mommy's sick, honey?
No, I think she has a low blood sugar.
Okay, okay, I need you to calm down, okay?
I can't.
Okay, okay, stay on the phone, okay? I'm going to get your mama help, okay? Hold on.
Tanisha's mother, Melissa, suffers from diabetes and became unconscious when her blood sugar dipped too low. Herrera says it's truly amazing how calm and helpful Tanisha was during a life-and-death situation.
Adults sometimes, under stress, are unable to provide our dispatchers with enough information to, quite frankly, be helpful to us. So, yes, when you're talking about a four-year-old, it's really out of the ordinary.
Herrera says this is an example of parents talking with their children to prepare them for emergencies. He says if Tanisha hadn't called 911, it's likely Melissa would have fallen into a coma and eventually died. For her bravery, Tanisha was honored with a citation this morning. New Hampshire voters seem to be supporting Senator John Kerry for president. A new poll has his lead growing to 8 points over former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Retired General Wesley Clark continues to cling to his third-place spot, while Senator John Edwards, a surprise second-place finisher in Iowa, is in fourth place. The former leader of the U.S. team in charge of finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq says he doesn't believe the country has any stockpiles of them. David Kay says he believes most of what was there has been found. Kay resigned his position today. Prosecutors in Florida say they have the evidence to support more than 10 felony charges against talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Legal documents released today also show that the radio talk show host was offered a plea deal to settle allegations of doctor shopping for painkillers. The deal would have seen Limbaugh plead guilty in return for 3 years probation. The documents show that Limbaugh's lawyers were informed by an assistant state attorney that pharmacy records and other materials support in excess of 10 felony counts for violations of doctor shopping statutes. Just before the close of today's session, stocks were all lower. The Dow is down more than 60 points. The Nasdaq down a fraction of a point. The S&P 500 down over 6. In sports, the Denver Nuggets take on the Hornets tonight in New Orleans. Nuggets last beat the Hornets in December. No action for the Colorado Avalanche tonight. They're getting ready to travel to Pittsburgh tomorrow to play the Penguins. The best car wash in town has the best winter protection package for you. Waterway Car Wash will help you fight off winter's slush, grime, salt, and road acids. Visit today. Traffic in your exclusive Weather Channel forecaster up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter, told in the key of blues. The new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. Cooking at the Cookery played to record-breaking crowds throughout the country, including Phoenix, New York, and Chicago. Critics agree the show is red-hot, astonishing, electrifying, delicious entertainment. Cooking at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Marion J. Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post. Tickets just $40, Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m., weekend matinees at 3 p.m., Sunday at 7 p.m. Special $30 price on Wednesdays. On sale at Ticket West Outlets, King Supers, by calling 866-464-2626 or at www.denvercivic.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Happy to report that northbound I-25 from 225 up to Broadway looking a lot better now. We had an accident at Broadway, a disabled car at Washington. Everything's been out of the lanes of traffic for 35 minutes or so, and it's been running very, very heavy in that stretch. But last check of the CDOT sensors showed speeds in the 40s through that area, which isn't bad given all the road work that's going on in there. So good news on the South Valley. Everything else in the freeway system looking good. One minor accident off the freeways. It's at 13th and Jackson. A car went into a building there. Maybe a little extra commotion while people try to pull the car out of the building. The savings will really add up at Albertsons. Buy one, get two free sale this week. With the in-store coupon, you can save up to $103.58 in free groceries. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to stay quite mild into the first half of the weekend, but an upper-level low on Sunday brings clouds, chillier readings, and some afternoon snow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 through the afternoon, mainly clear into this evening, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28, sunshine 54 tomorrow, and with that brief burst of snow on Sunday, a high of 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 58 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And if you're just joining us, we just need to remind you that we're not Enid.
Yeah, we certainly aren't.
Because Enid is in Italy, and we'll be back with you next week with her fantastic political analysis that she always provides with you, where she looks at the left side of the world, and then right after Enid, Doug looks at the right side of the world. So there you go.
That's right.
KNRC covers it all. But what we do... The Style Matters, girls. We're with you every Saturday on AM 1150 KNRC from 10 to noon. And we've had the pleasure of being with you yesterday and today. We look at everything else in life, not politics, not sports.
Yes, we last hour we talked about first ladies. That's about as deep into politics as we get.
And it was fascinating.
Yeah.
If you want to read a really interesting book, pick up Dr.
Myra
book.
Guten's book. It's called The President's Partner, The First Ladies in the 20th Century.
And she knows it also. What we want to do is have her back on after the Democratic candidate is finalized, and we can
right.
go over...
We can gossip about the wife.
The wife.
Because I didn't get a chance to ask about Teresa Hines,
yeah,
John Kerry's wife.
She's quite a basket case.
Yes.
And
yes.
We missed that. But now we're going to move on to something that impacts many, many, many of us. And that is celebrity worship, whether it's a sports figure or an actor or an actress. And to help us figure out why we do this stuff, we have Dr. Lynn McCutcheon with us, who is a professor of psychology at DeVry University in Orlando, Florida. And he has just written a book, which is basically about celebrity worship. Welcome, Dr. McCutcheon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How's the weather in Orlando?
Am I going to make you mad if I tell you it's sunny and warm outside?
Yeah. No.
Judy, no, yeah.
Because I know it's humid and my hair would be frizzing.
I'm not sure it's all that humid in the wintertime down here. It certainly is in the summer, though.
All right, well, you are like the expert, on celebrity worship. You have done a million research projects. You're not just talking off the top of your hat. You've got data and studies to back up what you say.
And when does your new book come out?
Hey, stop this. I'm blushing. Get over the phone.
When is your new book coming out?
Well, actually, we think it's coming out sometime around April or May.
Okay.
And what is it called?
Well, tentatively, the first word in the title is Stargazers.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I think it'll probably have a subtitle, but I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be yet. And the publisher may have some input about that anyway.
All right. Now, Dr. McCutcheon, I have a dilemma because I cannot keep up with all these newly minted celebrities.
Nor can I.
From American Idol, from Survivors, from this, that, Kelly Clark and this Aiken person. There's too many of these people. And what's the married couple we did a column on?
I don't know. Trish and somebody.
Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. What is going on here with our culture, Dr. McCutcheon? Why all this celebrity worship?
Well, first of all, it's not a new thing, although I agree with you that it seems to have intensified in the last decade or so. Actually, 100 years or so ago, or going further back than that, the distinction between a celebrity and a hero, or heroine, in the case of a female, would have been minimal. But today... that distinction is more meaningful. We have more celebrities and seemingly fewer heroes. But I guess the point I'm making is that 100, 150, 200 years ago, that we didn't have movies, we didn't have radio, didn't have television and all these things that can create instant celebrities. So as a result, the people who were worshipped or at least greatly admired were people who had done really wonderful things, and for the most part, or at least people who had accomplished things, people who had people who were perhaps quite successful, people who were inventors, people who made a difference.
Well, but that's sort of a sad statement in life. Now that we worship people who get a divorce after 15 seconds of marriage.
Yeah, but what is it about human nature that makes us prone to this kind of celebrity worship?
Well, I'm not sure that I can answer a question quite that broad. I can tell you a little bit about what we've done and some of the things that we've found.
Okay.
All right.
Well, first of all, let me go back to the beginning of our conversation and say that I owe a great debt to James Horan in Illinois, to John Maltby, who's at the University of Leicester in England, and to Diane Ash, who teaches here in Orlando at Valencia Community College. these are my three colleagues, and we're actually co-authoring the Stargazers book. And these three people have done wonderful work, and you know, certainly I would not have been able to accomplish much at all without their assistance. So they're very, very much involved in the work that we have done, and it's very much a team effort.
Got it.
I do,
okay.
Do want to mention that.
So what'd you all find out?
Well, among other things, let's start with a couple of the things that I suppose you're going to say, well, you know, so what? You know, this is sort of what we would expect. We found that adolescents usually score higher on our scale, which is designed to measure celebrity worship. And, you know, the typical reaction to that is, yeah, that's pretty much what most people would expect. It seems as though celebrity worship increases and maybe reaches a peak during late adolescence, early adulthood, and then perhaps it tapers off a little bit.
And why is that, do you suppose, that young people need a hero more so than an adult or a young child?
Oh, I guess an adolescent psychologist would tell you that adolescents are going through a time of turmoil, and they're looking for people to look up to. And oftentimes these people are different from the kinds of persons that their parents admire greatly. And that in turn, I suppose, creates a market for a whole bunch of people that many older adults find to be somewhat dubious in terms of their accomplishments.
Now, in your abstract, I think you also mentioned it's sort of as these adolescents try to pull away from mom and dad, it's someone else to pull into?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's somebody that's different. When I was younger, you know, we had rock and roll stars, too, that we admired. And we were constantly warned by our parents, you know, be careful, you don't want to grow up and be like Elvis Presley. Or Ricky Nelson or somebody like that.
Dr. McCutcheon, can you describe, is there a profile of a particular kind of person that would be more prone to celebrity worship?
Well, that's one of the things that we've been working on, trying to find out a little bit about the sort of person who might be a little bit more likely to become a celebrity worshiper. One of the things that we found was that there really isn't any major sex difference, that both males and females seem to be equally prone to celebrity worship. And perhaps the reason for that is that both males and females are consumers. And I think that the people who promote celebrities are people who have something to sell, and that celebrities are often used as a vehicle for promoting products of one kind or another. But to continue with to try to answer your question, one of the things that surprised us a little bit about this profile that you asked about, we discovered that people who have a tendency to become celebrity worshipers also tend to score low on tests of creativity, critical thinking, and common knowledge. And that surprised us a little bit.
Wow. So wait, are you
saying...
they're
dumb?
Yeah. Are you saying celebrity worshippers tend to be dumb?
I would stop short of using that.
I guess that's not a psychologically appropriate term.
Among other things, it's not politically correct.
Right. We never worry about that. We don't deal with politics. Correct, incorrect. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC, and I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And we're taking Enid's place today, and we're talking about celebrity worship with Dr. McCutcheon, who's a professor at DeVry University in Orlando. And he's just we're going to interpret some of the psycho lingo that he's using. And basically, there's a correlation between people who worship celebrities, and that takes up a large part of their life, and their cognitive ability. Is that fair, Dr. McCutcheon?
Yeah, I would say that. I think you did a very nice job of that.
Now, in your abstract, you said that a lot of celebrity worshipers are more prone to be narcissistic?
That's a study we haven't published yet,
okay.
But we're fairly confident that that's going to get published. We're not exactly sure how to account for that yet.
But, you know, when you describe somebody as narcissistic, what does that mean?
Well, a narcissistic person is one who seems to have an exalted opinion of one's own abilities and good looks and so on.
It's a person who thinks they're the best people they know, right? They're the best person they know.
Well, or certainly they think that they ought to have some special privileges. They tend to see themselves as being at the center of the universe and everything revolves around them.
Now, that's interesting because I would have always thought that someone who was a celebrity worshiper would be more of a lonely, shy person who needs someone to sort of emulate the life that they can't lead for themselves.
Like an insecure person who needed to identify with somebody.
Well, actually, at the core of narcissism is apparently a certain degree of insecurity.
And to
a certain extent, the narcissistic individual puts on a good front, but underneath all that, supposedly, is a certain degree of insecurity.
And that's why maybe adolescence, because that's an age, a developmental stage in our lives where most of us are very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So you could sort of project, greatness onto whether it's an athlete or a movie star. Because when we're discussing celebrities here, it's not just movie stars; it's athletes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now you're You also went on to discuss the correlation between celebrity worship and we treat these people like a god, like a religious thing almost.
Well, one of the studies that we did looked at a connection between celebrity worship and religious worship. And while we found that overall, as the tendency to have a strong sense of religious values increases, the tendency to be a celebrity worshiper decreases. We also found that this relationship was extremely weak, and it projected across a large number of people. What this means is that at least some religious people are apparently ignoring the religious teaching that, quote, thou shalt worship no other gods, unquote. Or at least they're not seeing a connection between their worship of God and their worship of celebrities.
So you're saying there's a similar sort of spiritual thing going on there?
I don't know. All we had there basically in that study was a few simple correlations, and I'm not sure how much we can read into that. I don't know that it's, and certainly it's not fair to say that was true of all religious people. In fact, the tendency, as I suggested, is in the opposite direction. However, it is so weak that it allows for some religious people to apparently have strong feelings about God at the same time having strong feelings toward a particular celebrity and not seeing that there's any contradiction there.
Huh. All right, Dr. McCutcheon, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to explore with you what's the difference between a celebrity worshiper and just a plain old fan.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
So you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show with Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman. Call us to chat and talk about being a celebrity worshiper or what you think about celebrity worshipers, or if you think there's nothing wrong with being a celebrity worshiper at 303-382-1150, 382-1150. We'll be right back after the break.
Say it.
You're absolutely correct.
Don't spray it. AM 1150, KNRC.
Work for someone you love. You. Are you looking for a satisfying career helping others? Join the trillion-dollar wellness revolution by becoming a body-mind specialist. You can become a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist and open your private practice upon graduation from Day of Miracles School. Your training is unique, spiritual, fun, and comprehensive. Sharpen your own awareness, listening, and communication skills. Take the weekend training to learn the psychology of the subconscious mind. The subconscious directly accesses the body, mind connection, and inner wisdom. Hypnotherapy is effective for smoking cessation, reducing stress and anxiety, releasing past traumas, creating better relationships, and much more. The dynamic training teaches you innovative skills of interactive hypnotherapy. Day of Miracles School is a licensed occupational school, and you're invited to call 303-777-2555. Classes begin February and September. Please mention KNRC to receive a tuition discount and CD about the program. Call 303-777-2555.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body, another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
If I wasn't a celebrity, would you be so nice to me? If I didn't have cheese like every day, would you still want to be with me? If I couldn't buy you diamond rings and all those other expensive things, would you be so into me? If I wasn't a celebrity
lately,
I've been a little thinking about the things that satisfy you. It's making me wonder about the things that you do see in me.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And if you're just joining us, you're just in shock because we're not Enid. Enid is...
Surprise!
She's in Italy. She'll be calling us later in the hour. But we are the Style Matters gals. We hopefully you read us in the Rocky Mountain News every Thursday in the Spotlight section. And we're with you here every Saturday from 10 to noon to look at lifestyle issues. And if you're coming on board, we've had a great show. You've missed a lot. And right now, we're in the middle of speaking to Dr. Lynn McCutcheon, who is one of the co-authors of a book that's potentially going to be called Stargazers. And they've looked very, very, very deeply into the American psychic, why we worship celebrities at so many levels. And before the break, we were talking about what is the difference, Dr. McCutcheon, between a fan and a celebrity worshiper?
Well, first of all, the word fan, as you're probably aware, is an abbreviation for the word...
Fanatical.
Right, fanatic. And so I guess if you look at it that way, if you think of a fan as being a fanatic, then perhaps there's at least a great deal of overlap. Maybe the terms mean essentially the same thing. On the other hand, if a fan could be defined as simply somebody who likes to go to the ballpark once in a while, or enjoys the music of a particular singer, or enjoys the movies put out by a particular actor or actress, then, yeah, there might be a distinction there. And, in fact, in our research, we have found that it's meaningful to make a distinction among three different kinds of celebrity worshipers. And perhaps on the first level, there's a person, the kind of person that we would describe as being a celebrity worshiper primarily for entertainment and social reasons. Now, that fortunately describes most of us, or at least most of those who are celebrity worshipers.
In other words, like we go to see a movie because we're a Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But the distinction there is that if... You would go to see a Tom Cruise movie. You might go across the street to meet him and maybe get his autograph. But...
I would. I'd go to look at him to see how short he is. Okay.
But you wouldn't be so hung up about him that you would have to own your own personal copy of every movie that he ever played in. however unimportant, nor would you spend hundreds or thousands of dollars to do something relating to Tom Cruise so that you could come back and tell your friends, hey, look, I got this, or I have a cigarette butt and that was once smoked by Tom Cruise, or something of that sort.
Okay. What's your next category?
The next category...
Stalking Tom Cruise.
that's pretty close, yeah. That second category is what we call intense personal, and those are the people who become so involved in the celebrity's personal life that it becomes a problem for them and sometimes for the celebrity
as well. So that's like Hinckley or that woman that was stalking Letterman.
Well, that moves us into the third category. Oh. These are the people who are, at least some of whom, are stalkers or potentially celebrity stalkers. These are the people who might be tempted to do something irrational or perhaps even illegal for the purpose of winning approval from their favorite celebrity.
Okay, so those are the three categories then.
Mm-hmm.
So like the entertainment sort of person, most of us, the intense personal, and then the stalker.
I mean, what would you say about people like people here in Denver who are rabid Bronco fans? When the Broncos lose, right, when they lose on Sunday, some of these people are really depressed, like clinically depressed for days. It like ruins their day.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all about?
I would say that is probably more in the middle category. I think these are people who are taking it too personally. They're maybe taking the notion of being wedded in a manner of speaking to a particular celebrity and extending it to an entire team. But I think that's too intense. I think it's too personal. I think it happens in every NFL city. There are fans who go beyond the normal. I mean, certainly as a fan myself, I can understand that I'm not happy when my favorite team loses. But I can wake up the next morning and say, well, you know, they're going to play again sometime. The world goes on, and I'm going to get over it.
Have you done any research of those of us who worship the mall? Because I'm depressed when I miss the sale. I could care less about any football player or any movie star. But you know what? If I miss out on a coupon sale, I'm upset.
Mm.
Now, it's as an American society, you know, we're very, very mobile. And as we become more mobile, some of the families become split up or maybe disenfranchised. Maybe some of us are lonely. Is this whole celebrity worship thing an American problem because of our lifestyle? Or is this all over the world that you see this?
I don't think it's all over the world, but certainly it's the problem exists in England, where John Maltby, one of my colleagues, has been the principal author on some of our research. What he's found over there pretty closely parallels the kinds of findings that we've been getting here with subjects in the United States.
So is it an industrialized country's problem because we've got more time to do this stuff versus, you know, worried about what to eat?
I think that's a good way of putting it. The industrialized world is also a world where there are a lot of televisions and there's good access to movies and all the kinds of things that tend to promote celebrities. And you know, we do have a lot of spare time. We are relatively affluent. We do have time to invest in entertainment, whether it's athletics or the movies or pop singers or what have you.
Now, but you found some positive correlation between a high degree of celebrity worship and sort of poor self-image.
Well, particularly in female adolescents, and especially if those female adolescents tend to choose as a favorite celebrity a female who has a good body shape. You know, we found that among those female adolescents who do that, that they tend to have a poorer body image themselves. Now, we're not exactly sure what the causation is there or where causation lies exactly, but it certainly, what do you think it means?
You mean to have these young girls worship these beautiful movie stars?
Yeah.
I think we all want to be beautiful. Whatever your society deems to be beautiful, everyone wants to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And so these young girls who are a very insecure stage in their lives, they look at these glamorous women and, you know, that's what they want to be. Like, everybody used to want to be Miss America. Now we think that's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, I mean, I my personal feeling is, and we actually did a show on this a few weeks ago and talked to a woman by the name of Susan Bordeaux. I don't know if you know her. And she talks about, her work talks about body image.
Uh-huh.
And they've done studies where there's been no television in some of these South Pacific islands.
Yeah.
And there's no body image, no eating disorders, no body image, you know, dysfunctions, nothing. And as soon as they start getting Western television, they start having eating disorders. There's
isn't
a direct correlation.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that interesting? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they look at these women and suddenly they, you know, it's a beautiful thing to want to look like that.
And what we consider it our personal and a personal mission of Style Matters Live to show people that, in fact, these women don't really look like that.
No, they're
all
airbrushed.
You know, it's all airbrushed.
It's all
makeup fake.
Experts.
It's all, you know, lighting and camera angles and all of that.
Well, good for you.
Even though we did read a study, since we're in the fashion industry, and we read, I don't know, 8-9 fashion magazines a month, that women who look at fashion magazines more so will have a lower self-esteem after a while. We haven't found that yet because we look at the ideal at all times.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, for those of us who have teenagers, and I'm sure this affects teenage boys as well, I mean, when should we as parents be concerned? When, what are the signs that our kids have moved from being just regular fans to kind of obsessed celebrity worshipers?
Well, I guess if they're spending what seem to be irrational sums of money to get autographs or to stand in line for a large number of hours to be the first one to get into the concert or something of that sort. I think we all have people that we admire, but when it goes past admiration, when it goes past, I really admire this guy's ability to catch a football or to hit a baseball, and you start getting involved in the individual's personal life, and you start memorizing statistics about this person, then perhaps it's a sign that things are getting a little out of hand.
Well, we hope that every celebrity out there eventually reads your book so they'd realize that they are role models to these kids and should behave in a certain way.
Sure.
Because these kids are looking up to them.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are some responsible celebrities. There's a singer named James Taylor.
Yeah.
And I recall reading a story about him that appeared in a magazine a couple years back. Apparently he was doing a concert and some women in the audience yelled out, "James, we love you." And he stopped what he was doing and he said, "If you knew me, you wouldn't say that."
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
believe me, I've seen that at a lot of concerts, and you sort of wonder, what is going on there?
Well, I think that was James Taylor's way of saying, look, what you think you love is just the image of me that you see. You don't really know the real me.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are people who love me. I'm playing James Taylor now.
There are people that love you too.
Yeah, there are people who love me, but that would be my wife, my children, you know, the people who are my close friends. Those are the people who really love me. You just think you love me, but what you love is the image that you see or the music that you hear coming out of your stereo or something of that sort.
You know, you bring up a good point because when I go to concerts, and I only go when someone gives me tickets because I won't pay to go see a concert. I'm always shocked how that celebrity on the stage will say, oh, you know, I love you, Denver. I love you, Orlando. And people go crazy, and we love you, too. It's sort of an over-abusive, you know, you're misusing
love. Yeah, who cares if Mick Jagger loves Denver? What is that going to do for me?
Well, yeah, it's. I guess it sells CDs.
I guess that's what it is. Dr. McCutcheon, we thank you so much for taking time to speak to us and want to tell everyone to be on the lookout for the book. The potential name is Stargazers. You'll have to let us know when it's out and what your real name title is.
Okay, could I give you an email address where anybody who's interested in getting an advance copy could send me an email and I'll put them on a list. So
you bet.
When it comes out, way I can notify them. My email address is najp@mpinet.net.
Okay, najp@mpinet.net.
That's correct.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And thank you very much for inviting me to be on your show. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show, which is being sort of filled in today by Belinda Ehrman.
And Judy Schwartz.
Not really, sort of. We have filled in for Enid.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's going to be calling us after the break here. So if you need your Enid fix, if you're a celebrity worshiper and Enid is who you worship, hopefully she'll be joining us here soon. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
How are you doing, you little celebrity worshiper?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was just thinking, though, I don't have any news groupies, so I don't know.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, we got to get you a publicist.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's partly cloudy, 59 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Liberty Bell Telecom. The defense in the Kobe Bryant case is bringing the race issue into the trial. Bryant's attorney, Pamela Mackey, told a court today that there is a history of black men being falsely accused of rape by white women. She also worried that rape crisis centers will be trying to politicize this trial, and that while she could do the same, she doesn't want to. Meanwhile, the Iowa man who threatened to kill Bryant's accuser in July has pleaded guilty to making a threatening phone call across state lines. Sentencing for 22-year-old John Roach is set for June. He could get up to 5 years in a federal prison and $250,000 fine. Hundreds of people attended a funeral service for Rhonda Holland in Littleton today. Holland was murdered at a Littleton gift shop last weekend. Investigators believe Holland was killed during a robbery. Littleton police are working with surrounding jurisdictions, but so far, no suspects have been arrested. In sports, the Denver Nuggets take on the New Orleans Hornets tonight in the Big Easy. Nuggets beat the Hornets in December the last time they met. Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service, Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers, LibertyBellTelecom.com. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
Frankly, it's difficult to imagine that a breed of men as fierce and warlike as the Scots ever learned to embrace the niceties of a civilized life, much less advance them. I mean, there they were, traipsing around the wee glen in nothing but their bagpipes. And next thing you know, they've invented distilled liquor. Now it's Sean Connery, the Highland Games. Why, they're even making stained glass right here in Colorado. Beautiful stained glass. Extraordinary, really, that everyone can appreciate. Even men like myself. Real men, who don't feel the need to toss around telephone poles in a pathetic attempt to compensate for the notion that their forefathers wore skirts.
English swine. Did you not see Braveheart? Hi, this is Martin Faith, the owner of Scottish Stained Glass. If you want to make a unique statement in your home, think leaded glass. It's private, beautiful to look at, and surprisingly affordable, with prices starting at just $145, including insulation. For a free in-home consultation, call us at 303-766-3811. 303-766-3811.
KNRC News Time is 2:39. Time to check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25, just about back to normal now after some earlier problems on the South Valley. The biggest problem we can find on the freeway system right now is southbound I-225 approaching I-25. It's T-Rex construction where the road narrows and the lanes don't get any wider. And traffic is jam-backed all the way to about Iliff right now. And it's only 2:40 in the afternoon. I can hardly wait for the rest of the rush hour to develop with a condition like that so soon in the day. Surface streets looking pretty good. A reminder that the stock show continues through the weekend at the Coliseum. Expect some delays on the freeways and on the surface streets in that area. When you are looking to buy or sell a home, look for the name that brings results, REMAX. There's a REMAX real estate office near you, so give them a call today. REMAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to stay quite mild into the first half of the weekend, but an upper-level low on Sunday brings clouds, chillier readings, and some afternoon snow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 through the afternoon, mainly clear into this evening, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28, sunshine 54 tomorrow, and with that brief burst of snow on Sunday, a high of 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 59 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Do you know the story? It's about a war, the very worst kind. It ripped apart our country, set American against American, North against South, free against slave. Now John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, brings to life the story of the Civil War. You meet Lincoln and Davis. You hear from Southern belles and Northern ladies. You sit across from slave traders as well as freedom fighters. You see the world through the eyes of a Yankee soldier and his Confederate counterpart. John Brown's Body transports you to the most troubled chapter in our country's history and gives voice to the human experience behind the facts and dates. John Brown's Body plays January 29th through February 28th at the Denver Center Theater Company. Do you know the story? The whole story?
Visit denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100 today for your tickets.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major averages wrapped up the week in mixed fashion. The Dow Industrials fell 55 points to 10,568. The Nasdaq rose 5 points to 2124. The S&P 500 lost 2 points to 1142. Big board volume was about 1.5 billion shares. Advancers beat decliners by a slim margin. Kodak sank 3.5%. It was one of the biggest weights on the Dow a day after it was the index's top performer. Analysts are now expressing some reservations about Kodak's restructuring plan. Microsoft, though, one of the few bright spots on the Dow today, adding 47 cents a share. A federal judge says Microsoft's antitrust settlement is largely working as expected. Several analysts also had positive comments after Microsoft beat quarterly profit estimates. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow down 55 points. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we are taking Enid's place today. We are normally the co-hosts of Style Matters Live, which runs Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. We'll be on tomorrow, 10 to noon, on AM 1150 KNRC. But for the last 2 days, we've been substituting for Enid, who's been off in Venice and on her way to Florence.
And we've discovered that the hardest part of her job is surviving through the lunch hour.
Yeah, when does she eat?
That's what we would like to ask her.
Yeah.
Now we
know. I mean, I don't get it.
You want to lose weight? Get a job on the radio.
Yeah,
from
12
noon
to
3,
man. Through the lunch hour. We've sort of been trying to work out this whole eating thing. Anyway, we just finished a fascinating discussion with Dr. Lynn McCutcheon, who is examining and researching the whole issue of celebrity worship. And frankly, I don't get it. If you're a fan, please call us and tell us.
Why?
Why? I mean, for example, all these new celebrities, this American Idol, what is it, Kelly Clark?
I don't know any of them. I don't know their names.
I mean, if you're a Kelly Clark fan, would you call and explain to me why?
And why do you watch those reality TV shows and get hooked into these people?
And this Ryan and, what is it, Ryan and Trish?
Trish Wedding, why?
I mean, so many people watched, and they're just like you and me.
Yeah, we don't understand. I mean, is it that you've got, are you bored in your life? Are you lonely? Is it that you want mindless entertainment when you get home? Explain this to us, because we have never in our life seen a reality TV show, except we didn't have to watch that stupid wedding to write for it.
Right, we do like Extreme Makeover.
Yes.
But those people who've had nose jobs, I don't worship them.
No, I find it interesting to see what those plastic surgeons can do.
Anyway, Enid's on the phone.
Oh, great.
And I guess she's still in Venice. Okay, hold on. Enid?
Hey, Enid, welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be there.
Where are you? Are you still in Venice?
Still in Venice. It snowed today. All kinds of flurries. It was just beautiful. We sailed all over the place. We got lost. We wound up in Lido, which used to be the playground of these playboys, you know, 1,000 years ago, but everything is closed. We had a wonderful time. And we've been burnishing our Italian and burnishing our wallets at all the same time. And you know what I wanted to say yesterday? I know you were talking about obesity.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's not much of it here. People walk a lot because it's about 3 miles, no cars allowed.
We mentioned that, and we couldn't figure out because they eat all the pasta.
But you know what the doctor said is that part of it is that Europeans have to walk more. But also, obesity is increasing throughout the world, and within 6 years, England will catch up to us, even though by then God knows where we'll be.
Well, you know, they're going to be in trouble because if they catch up to us, they're an island. They're going to sink.
But, yeah. You're right.
That's a good
point.
But,
you know, my theory also is think about the Italian stereotype of the Italian mama. I mean, there is some overweightness there. Overweightness?
Not,
is that a
in
word?
Venice. And let me tell you, the people here, think New York. They're really sophisticated.
Right.
They dress really well. They speak many, many languages. We should be embarrassed because some of us, especially me, my Italian's not very good at all. But mostly they speak English, and partly that's because tourism is such a big deal here. But it's a wonderful place.
But you know,
and we've been going to museums, and we'd be seeing these old masters, and we'd be seeing a few young masters too.
That we like. But you know what? That's what it taught. We've research on obesity. People who live in urban areas tend to be thinner because they have to walk. It's those of us in the suburbs that are getting really, really hefty. So it's an interesting point.
Now, yeah, it's true. It's true because you can drive everywhere.
Right. But Enid, have you seen any fast food places in Venice?
I have to tell you, I do. There's a McDonald's not too far away from here, and a Burger King.
Yeah.
Are they packing them in?
I don't know. I really haven't. I haven't seen long lines. But there are all these little wonderful places where you get these snack foods, and it's not expensive. The museums are fabulous. These people have been living with old masters for just hundreds of years. So we've been doing a lot of museum going and way too much shopping. And yesterday when I was calling you from Harry's Bar and the connection was so bad, Harry's Bar is famous because that's where Ernest Hemingway used to hang out. And it was right after the State of the Union, so there were people there. I guess there are a lot of divisions, so half the people we talked to are in favor of the Bush, half the people we talked to were not in favor of Bush, and you were talking to an attorney that was sitting next to us from London, and he was very distressed about what's happening politically in the U.S., and he said he was an attorney, and when I asked him what kind of attorney, he looked at me and he said, a very good one.
See how good their English is?
No, he was from London.
Oh, right. See how good their English is?
Now, listen, did you find out? Have you heard anything about Berlusconi?
No, I didn't know he was trying to get a facelift.
Supposedly.
What does he look like?
He's a very sort of debonair, good-looking, really rich guy, which always makes them better looking. But supposedly...
Even if they're ugly, they're better looking when they're rich.
That's right. But
right,
supposedly,
now listen,
he's sneaking around getting...
Yeah, if you find anything out, we want to know.
Okay, if I do, I will give you a report. Meanwhile, I will be back on Tuesday. I hear you've been doing a wonderful job.
Right, we hope, we didn't disturb your listeners too much. We did a thing on First Ladies, a segment on First Ladies, and we're big Laura Bush fans.
Oh, your listeners hated us.
And we trashed Hillary, and we trashed Dr. Judith Steinberg Dean. So you might have a little repair work to do when you come back.
As one guy said to us.
How come you didn't like Judith Steinberg Dean, and how come you don't like Hillary?
Well, Hillary's a whole long story. Judith Steinberg Dean, it's not we don't like her. We have an opinion of her yet. We find it interesting that she's completely disenfranchised herself from his campaign. She has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Even though after he had, you know, his little faux pas in Iowa, she did do an interview with Diane Sawyer, and she's coming out a little bit more. But
the campaign made her. She said she's not moving to Washington. She's going to keep her practice. Do you know that Dean had this brother who was killed in Laos, and his bones were just found, the brother's bones, and they had a memorial service in Hawaii, and she did not show up to that? This is her brother-in-law's memorial service.
So anyway, we just find her interesting, and we want to, you know, so it was an interesting guy.
Who do you think is going to get the nomination now? So you're there. You heard the State of the Union address. I've been really out of touch any kind of political information, and I really had to call the station. I had to call you guys. I had to call the show to find out who won the Iowa caucus because I hadn't seen anything in the press here.
Carrie.
So what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to be the Democratic candidate if you were reading the tea leaves right now?
Carrie.
Although we tried to get to that crazy Teresa Hines, his wife, we went out. Can you please cover that?
Because I'd love to. She's very outspoken.
She is.
And this woman knows everything about her. We just ran out of time on our interview. But right now he's the front runner. Even though I keep telling everyone, you know, that John Edwards is so gorgeous.
Yeah, well, they call him the Brett girl behind his back.
If his wife is gorgeous, that could be the next, you know, the next Kennedys. That could feel
well, but don't you need a military person to balance off Bush on the military stuff? So then what about Wesley Clark?
You know, look who you're talking to, Enid.
Make it.
Look who you're talking to, Enid. Our assessment of the race is that John Edward is the best looking one. Okay. This is what you got here.
I'm not talking to Zogby and company. Is
that's
that
right?
Right.
No. We don't know. Wesley Clark, I think there's a lot of ghosts, skeletons in his closet.
He's not. No, Enid, right now, if you listen to all the pundits, it's Kerry.
And the military isn't even backing Clark, and he's a military guy.
But, you know, a Kerry Clark ticket could have a certain kind of punch. The trouble with Kerry is he wasn't catching hold. He was sort of like a tree there for a really long time.
Well, you've been gone in the last week. He's growing roots.
You should have seen your man, Dean. He lost it. Are they showing that? Are you getting CNN? Are you getting CNN in Venice?
I would be getting CNN if my television worked. And actually, it's English. Actually, in a friend's TV is working, and so I could see a little bit of it. But I have been so out of touch. The newspaper, the International Herald Tribune, is $3.
This oh wow!
To give you an idea.
Wow.
And I haven't been able to find. I haven't seen newspaper vendors. Although the other day I did get a newspaper yesterday.
Well, we're not making any predictions. Even though last night the debates were on, and the pundits are saying that Lieberman won, but the Democrats don't want to elect him.
I don't see Lieberman catching fire unless something miraculous has happened while I've been out of the country. I really don't see him catching fire right now.
Yeah, you're probably right. But did you hear where Bush supposedly said to the Austrian prime minister that the only person who could give him a run for his money is Lieberman?
That's wishful
thinking. Did he really
thinking.
Say that?
Supposedly. It was on the news this morning. I haven't verified
wishful
it.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Thinking. Maybe he wants Lieberman to be a candidate so he can mow him over again. Maybe that's
what he's All right. In other news, J-Lo and Affleck broke up.
Again?
Yeah.
Again,
but this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
How can you miss me if I won't go away? What happened? What's the latest?
We don't know.
But our theory is, you know, she's saying she dumped him. He's saying he dumped her. We think he dumped her because we think his parents put pressure on him to get rid of her. As parents, mothers.
As mothers of boys, I think mommy said, look, for a nice Catholic boy from Boston, she's got to go.
Right. And I think, as a mother, I would say J-Lo's got to go for one of my sons. And she's supposedly back with P. Diddy.
Control in order to protect her career, though, don't they?
Oh, listen, her career will probably, you know, nothing's stopping her right now. But they're yelling at us. We have to take a break.
Okay. Well, listen, you were wonderful to have me on. Thank you so much.
And
Venice
thank you.
It's a fabulous place. It's sort of a theme park here, kind of Disneyland on the water, but I'm having a wonderful time. And I will be back on Tuesday if everything goes well.
And your callers have missed you, and they'll be looking forward to Tuesday.
Thank you. You too. You've done a wonderful job, and thank you so much for filling in. I really appreciate
you
it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
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 All right. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. That was Enid. But she's on her way down the canals of Venice, and you're with Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman, the Style Matters gals, and we will be right back after the break.
Where Denver comes to hear both sides talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Bet Your Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Don't miss the Colorado Symphony Orchestra's performance of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Barber's Adagio for Strings, and more on January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at www.coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of OPEN, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Try the Max Fund Animal Adoption Center, located at 1025 Galapagos Street. The Max Fund is the only no-kill shelter in the Denver area for injured animals with no known owners. They have numerous loving cats and dogs available for adoption, and also offer low-cost spays and neuters. To find a friend or volunteer your time, call 303-595-4917 or go to www.maxfund.org.
When the weather keeps your kids from playing outside, round them up and have them help bake a batch of America's favorite chocolate chip cookies made with Nestle Toll House morsels.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body. Another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Greg Dobbs. Join me every weekday morning from 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, back to Enid Goldstein.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And Enid will be back next week. She's taken a few days off to go to Italy.
Yeah, she'll be back on Tuesday. And have we had fun hosting this show?
We have.
Yeah.
Her audience is wonderful and intelligent, and we hope that you follow us tomorrow morning from 10 to noon on AM 1150 KNRC, where we will be exploring father-daughter relationships and what that means to girls and women in America.
Okay, so stay tuned to Style Matters Live. We co-host it every Saturday morning, 10 to noon, on AM 1150 KNRC.
And if you missed any of the show today, because we had a wonderful discussion on First Ladies with Dr. Myra Guten, who is a professor at Rider University and has written several books on a variety of first ladies. And we had so many callers with good input about the first lady that they liked and they didn't like. If you missed that, go to www.knrcradio.com and you can listen to that interview.
All our shows are archived, and all the shows from all the different hosts are archived on that website. We also write a column called Style Matters for the Rocky Mountain News. It's in the Rocky every Thursday in the Spotlight section, which is the fashion section of the news, and our column Style Matters is there. It was there yesterday where we wrote about acupuncture cosmetic surgery.
Right.
You can get facelifts through acupuncture. Rid yourself of wrinkles through acupuncture.
And it's, I guess Chinese women have been doing it since the emperor and the empress.
All right.
So.
And if you can't get a copy of the Rocky, you can go to the Rocky website, www.rockymountainnews.com. Do you have to keep saying www now?
I don't know.
If you could just say Rocky Mountain. Do people know that already?
I don't know. Do you know that? Let us know at 303-382-1150.
And
we want to remind you to enter the Aspen Grove New Year, New You promotion. Send in a paragraph, a thousand words, 50 words or less on why you deserve a makeover, why someone you know deserves a makeover. Drop it off at the Aspen Grove offices or at the J. Crew there. You will get $1,000 shopping spree and some time with a hairdresser.
Right, that's good. And our column next week. Spring trends by the experts of the Tobey Report.
Stay tuned for Doug Kellett. He's going to talk to you about all the political goings on in the world.
Okay, and remember, style matters, especially your style. So go out and strut your stuff. See you tomorrow.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 59 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. A three-judge panel has rejected an earlier court's decision to halt the Republican redistricting plan in the state. The decision means that Republicans once again gain a significant advantage in certain districts across the state. Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar is currently holding a press conference. We'll have more on this story later this afternoon. Kobe Bryant's attorney played the race card in an Eagle courtroom today. During this morning's motions hearing, Pamela Mackey said, quote, "There is a history out there of white women accusing black men of rape." She made the remark as an example of how she doesn't want to politicize this case the way she feels some women's advocacy groups are doing. Former Denver DA Norm Early said Mackey's racially motivated remark was unnecessary.
"It was not really a comment that was necessary in order to advance her argument in court. But it was certainly one that raised an awful lot of eyebrows, because we're talking about the race card here."
Meanwhile, the 22-year-old Iowa man who made a threatening phone call to Bryant's accuser in July today pleaded guilty in federal court to making a threatening phone call across state lines. 22-year-old John Roach will be sentenced on June 4th. He could get up to 5 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine. Child abuse cases are rising dramatically in Colorado. State Social Service Agency